Welcome in here on the campus of Caruthersville High School in Caruthersville, Missouri. I'm Brandon Pavlina. Glad to have you alongside here this evening on the MIMO Info Sports Stream. Welcome into the Fleegs Equipment pregame show. Fleegs Equipment in St. Genevieve and Ledington. Fleegs Equipment for all your lawn, farm, and garden equipment needs. Let their family serve your family. Highway 32 in St. Genevieve and on the Outer Service Road at the Ledington exit, online 24/7 at fleegs.com. Great matchup on tap here tonight. A couple of teams coming into this one 9-2 on the season as the St. Pius Lancers are here traveling on the road to take on the Caruthersville Tigers. Should be a great matchup here in Class 2 District 1. Had a chance to catch up with both head coaches prior to today's game. We're going to take a quick timeout, and then we'll bring you those interviews coming up next. First, with the head coach of the Caruthersville Tigers, Jimmy Jackson, and then we'll hear from Dan Oliver of the St. Pius Lancers. So we'll be back in just a moment here on the Fleegs Equipment pregame show.
Try to do, try to get your kids in the best Gateway Motors in Fredericktown, Missouri invites you to come on down and let us help you find your next vehicle. Purchasing a car, SUV, or truck can be an overwhelming experience. The Gateway crew will help you find the right vehicle for your personal or family needs. We offer 24-month or less, no-interest loans for qualified buyers. Come on down to 509 Lincoln Drive and let us help you find a reliable vehicle that fits your wallet.
The leaves are turning, temperatures are falling, and the flavors of the holidays have returned to Prairie Farms. Prairie Farms flavored milks add a delightful taste to the holidays. Flavors like chocolate custard, maple pecan, sugar cookie, chocolate mint, and holiday custard. And don't forget their delicious eggnog. No holiday table would be complete without sour cream, dips, cottage cheese, and ice cream. Prairie Farms, dedicated farmers, happy cows, and good milk.
Fall is here, and winter is on the way. This is Randy from Gifford Lumber Company in Farmington, and we're always ready to help you get what you need no matter what the season may be. Plumbing, electrical, hardware, lumber, tools, and so much more. Stop by and see us. Check the Makita, Yeti, and Traeger Grill inventory. We're Gifford Lumber Company, and we're hometown proud, located on Potosi Street in Farmington.
Gifford Lumber Company in Farmington.
This is Dr. Karen Melton at Hearing Care Partners. We hope you don't miss a single thing this sports season. Stop by for a free hearing screening so you'll hear every play and the person sitting right next to you. One of the best parts of the game is chatting with old friends and making new ones. We wish all our local players a safe and healthy sports season. It's Hearing Care Partners. Find us online at hearingcarepartners.com.
Back in here, just off the campus of Caruthersville High School. I'm Brandon Pavlina. Glad to have you here. We got St. Pius getting set to take on Caruthersville for the Class 2 District 1 District Semifinals. Big matchup here tonight between two teams coming in with exact records. Couldn't quite think of the word. Identical. That's what I was looking for. Identical records for these two teams, 9-2, as both St. Pius and Caruthersville have played fantastic all year long. They only have one common opponent, and that's Valley Catholic. And earlier in the season, Caruthersville was able to beat Valley by a final score of 38-35. But in that game, Valley was without their starting quarterback, as Chase Fowler, the freshman, was starting. But St. Pius, later in the year, last game of the regular season, they lost to Valley 24-6. So one common opponent between these two teams, and it favors Caruthersville certainly. However, you throw it all out the window once it gets to be this time of year. Playoff action season on the line. Anything can happen, and it's going to be a great matchup here tonight. These two teams have only faced once prior, and it was back in 2013 where they faced off in this exact same round of the playoffs. And in that matchup, it was here at Caruthersville, and the Tigers came out with a victory 12-6. So a shootout in that one. I would expect to see a little bit different action here tonight with a couple of high-powered offenses specifically for that Caruthersville side. They come in averaging 48.2 points per game. And said it all week long, if you listen to the pregame coverage, that's going to be the story. This Caruthersville offense against a very good St. Pius defense who turns the ball over at will. They really do a great job of forcing turnovers here tonight. So key in on that, that's going to be a big part of if St. Pius is going to get a victory in this game, how that will happen. Take a quick check of some sponsors. Alpha Media in Farmington encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. Applebee's in Farmington, Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate in Farmington, Kohl's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington, Comtree in Festus, and the Doe Run Company in Park Hills. And speaking of the Doe Run Company, they provide our weather updates. Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future. 34 degrees here at opening kickoff, as we're just moments away. The coin toss is in the books, and Caruthersville will be kicking off, so that means St. Pius will receive. Caruthersville gets it in the second half. And the coin toss, as always, is brought to you by New Era Bank. New Era Bank, it's easy to save your coins and change with New Era Bank's Roundup Savings. To see how easy it is, visit your local New Era Bank or go online at newerabank.com, member FDIC. We'll get to the starters after the kickoff. And as back deep to return, it's Josh Rubel and Riley Nager for the Lancers. Teeing it up is Billy Cobb as he'll send it away. A quick pooch kick, and it's off, and we're underway. As back to retrieve it is Josh Rubel. He'll pick it up at around the 10-yard line. Tries to take it to the right side. He'll get dragged down at about the 15. And that's where the Lancers' offense will start, and here is how they will align. From left to right on the offensive line, it's Patrick Argana, Tristan Jacobson, John Meyer, and Tommy Schweigert, Xander Parsons, the right tackle. So you got a couple of seniors on the left side, junior, sophomore, junior on the right side. Starting quarterback tonight, Carson Fisher, the senior. Got a couple of receivers that'll be split out wide in Josh Rubel and Riley Nager, both seniors. And then you got a couple of backs in the backfield that you'll be seeing an awful lot of. Noah Lampros, the senior fullback, he'll be back there. And also the sophomore, Nate Rubel, he'll be leading the charge, carrying the rock. And also Michael Bollinger, as right away they're going to give it to Nate Rubel. And he's going to rumble ahead for about 12 yards on the first carry of the day for St. Pius. And that's exactly how they wanted to start things off. And in talking this week, actually, maybe that was Lampros, but regardless, a great carry to open up the ball game. And with it now, St. Pius has their first Coldwell Banker Hulsey Real Estate first down. So Pius comes up now from their own 28-yard line. A couple of backs in the backfield. It's Rubel, and they're going to go to the deep man. As I believe it was Bollinger who got the handoff that time. He's going to take it for about 4 or 5 yards. Nice tote there, as that'll make it a more manageable second down. Get to the starters here in a moment for this Caruthersville defense. They align like this. On the defensive line, it's Zebo Smith, Darnell Rogers, Desmond Davis, and Kirion Clowers. The linebackers, Dundee Hamilton, Micah Rogers, Jamarion Rogers, Billy Cobb. And then in the secondary, it's Jermaine Alexander, Charles Tillman, and David Russell. Second down carry, and it's a fumble, and it's going back the other way. And Caruthersville is going to take it to the house. On the carry, Michael Bollinger had it on the outside. And he got stripped and taken down, and the Caruthersville defense picks it up and takes it back the other way for 6. And just like that, in the blink of an eye, the Caruthersville Tigers are up 6-0 thanks to a huge defensive touchdown. Great play there defensively on the outside by the Caruthersville defense as they were able to pop that ball loose and quickly get on top of it and take it back the other way. So 6-0 to score now as Caruthersville is going to line up to go for 2. As it'll be Devin Russell, the quarterback, leading the show. They got them spread out wide. This is going to be what you'll see all night long from Caruthersville. And Pius now with a even bigger task after giving up a touchdown on a defensive fumble return. And they hand it off, trying to cut through, and getting there is Jermaine Alexander as the jet sweep. And he gets into the end zone, and with that, 8-0 the score in favor of Caruthersville. Quick timeout. We'll be back.
Everybody loves Mario's Italia. They serve the best Italian food in the area. Pizza, pasta, salad, sub sandwiches, calzones, and my personal favorite, the stromboli. Huge, large portions with the freshest ingredients. You'll be satisfied with all of their choices. Check out their full menu online at mariositalia.com. Dine in or have it delivered, or have them cater your next special event. Serving lunch and dinner 7 days a week, Mario's Italia, located in the factory at the corner of 1st and A Streets in downtown Farmington.
Well, the big play on the defensive side comes from Caruthersville early as Michael Bollinger had the handoff to the right side. He was going to lose yardage, but he was hit hard and the ball came loose. And ultimately, Caruthersville picked it up and ran it back for a touchdown. So a fumble return for 6 and then a 2-point conversion immediately following. And with it, not even a minute and a half into the game, a minute and 10 in, 10:50 on the clock. And Caruthersville with an 8-0 lead as they send the kickoff away. Josh Rubel will retrieve it. And he's got some room on the near side. Out to the 35, and he gets hammered. Nice tackle there. Kirion Clowers was able to come up and put the hit stick on the ball carrier, Rubel. And so Pius will have some good starting field position here after giving the ball up right around this same location last time through. And this just makes it a much bigger and more difficult task now for St. Pius, who was concerned coming into this game about the offense being able to keep pace with the defense, just trying to manage enough points, knowing that that defense is stout. They come out with two receivers to the left, and they pitch it near side to the deep man, Rubel. It goes, and he is going to be wrapped up and taken down for a loss. Nate Rubel, the ball carrier, but he goes backwards, and after he had a nice carry to open up today, he goes backwards for 2 yards. Second down and 12. A minute and a half into the game. 10:30 on the clock here in the first. Caruthersville already up 8-0 after a scoop and score on a fumble on St. Pius's opening drive. And they go backwards on the first play. So now they come out second down and 12. Under center, Fisher with two backs in the backfield. Two receivers to the right. Fisher back to pass. Looking to throw deep and over the middle. Pass is caught. It's Michael Bollinger. And he gets rumbled down and he'll rumble himself ahead as he gets all the way out to the 50-yard line. Call that a pickup there of about 15 or 16 yards. So Fisher on his first pass completion finds the man Bollinger. Man, that's a nice pickup there to move the chains. Another Coldwell Banker Halsey Real Estate first down. Believe the defensive back that made the play on the far side was Jermaine Alexander, who ran that ball back for a touchdown. Just a fantastic play. Really heads up by the Caruthersville defense. Now Pius, they're going to hand it off to the deep man, Rubel, and he is going to be spun down after a short gain. 2 yards there on the carry. Nice tackle made by Desmond Davis. And that was someone that Jimmy Jackson this week, in talking to him, he mentioned as someone to keep your eye on. Big defensive lineman up front. Desmond Davis, just a junior, really plays a stout position on that front line and made a tackle for a short gain there. So second down and 8 now as the Lancers come up on it, trailing 8-0 here in the first quarter. We're 3 minutes in, 9 minutes left here in the first quarter. Fisher under center. Man in motion is Rubel to the near side, and a flag comes out. And that's going to be a false start as the Lancers will have to move back for the first time here tonight. So St. Pius with a 5-yard penalty, and that'll make it now second down and 13. Reminder that Coldwell Banker Halsey Real Estate brings you every single first down here on our broadcast. Coldwell Banker Halsey Real Estate, they move this town. So second down and about 13 or 14 to go from their own 47-yard line. 8:50 on the clock. Fisher under center, tight wings to either side. And they send in the Bollinger in motion to the right. Fisher back to pass. Rolling right over the top. He goes, and it's knocked away. Fantastic defensive effort there. Jermaine Alexander with a fantastic play to knock that one away. Otherwise, Nate Rubel was going to have some real estate to maybe make a big play down the field. So a couple of pass attempts here on this drive. The first one successful. It goes for 16 yards. Second one is knocked away, but they did have a receiver open. Just an exceptional defensive play by Jermaine Alexander. Third down and 14 from their own 47. In the shotgun now. Tailback in the backfield. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Back to pass, Fisher looking over the middle. He goes, and it's caught. Riley Nager, and that's a first down. Riley Nager, that man can play some football. He is a big boy out there. Comes in at 6'6" is what he's listed as. My goodness, that is a behemoth out there running routes, and he went up and skied to pull that one down. Nice pickup there of 15, 16 yards. And with it, another Coldwell Banker Halsey Real Estate first down. So first and 10 now at the opponent's 36-yard line. Tight wing formation, under center is Fisher. Rubel in motion to the near side. They're going to give it up the gut to Lampros, and he is going to be hit immediately and taken down. A couple of Tigers there on the tackle. Looked like Micah Rogers was able to stick his nose right into the middle of the play and bring the ball carrier down on a short gain. So Lampros gets his first tote. He has been real good this year. 66 carries for 305 yards. It's an average of 4.5 per tote. 5 touchdowns on the season, and he'll be in the backfield once again. In the shotgun, 2 receivers to the right. Fisher back to throw, looking near side. He's going to go over the top, over the middle, and a battle for the ball, and Riley Nager makes an unbelievable catch. He skied and pulled it in over his head. A leaping play, hand fighting going on between the safety and Nager, and ultimately, Riley wins the battle. A flag is down on the field, but that was a remarkable play. A pickup there of about 28 yards through the air. Pass interference, the call on the defense, and that is going to be declined. And so with that, Riley Nager with a couple of unbelievable catches. First one for 15, second one for 28 yards. And now St. Pius cooking. They're in business. 7.5 minutes to go in the first. They are trailing 8-0. First down, they're going to go to the deep man, Rubel. And he's going to rumble ahead, pick up a couple of yards there, but be taken down at around the 5-yard line. So it'll be second down and goal to go from the 5. As they take some time there to pull the bodies off the pile. Boy, the running game has not been great so far. About 7 or 8 carries, and they're right around 30 yards. It's been the passing game that's gotten them through most of the field here on this drive. Completions of 16, 15, and 28 here on the drive. 6:45 to go in the first. As St. Pius comes up, tight wing formation, couple of backs in the backfield. Fisher back to pass, the play action. He throws it up to Nager in the end zone, wide open, and it's touchdown! Riley Nager, the jump ball in the back of the end zone. No one within a few yards of him, and he skies and pulls it down. And now it's an 8-6 game here in the first quarter as St. Pius is able to march down the field and punch it in large part thanks to Carson Fisher and the passing game. Riley Nager, 3 catches, almost 50 yards on the drive, and he caps it off with a touchdown. Fantastic sequence there, and it winds up being a 5-yard touchdown pass to Riley Nager, and the extra point attempt is up. It's good. 8-7 is the score as St. Pius opts to go for just the extra point instead of the 2-point try. And they get it. 8-7, our score. Quick timeout. We'll be back.
Can you believe the McDonald's Happy Meal is 40 years old? What's your favorite Happy Meal memory growing up? McDonald's wants to know. Share your favorite memory and you could win a surprise Happy Meal collector's box or 40 free Happy Meal gift cards. To be eligible, share your story between November 3rd and 11th at anniversarycontest.com. That's anniversarycontest.com. You have to be 18 to enter. Share your favorite Happy Meal story, and you could be a winner.
We're back here just off the campus of Caruthersville High School at Hopke Field. I'm Brandon Pavlina. Glad to have you here on the MIMO Info Sports Stream. St. Pius just marched right down the field, thanks in large part to the passing game. 58 yards through the air on that drive, and almost all 58 going to Riley Nager. He finished that drive with right around 48 yards through the air and a 5-yard touchdown, capped it off. So an impressive drive for St. Pius through the air. And now they're going to kick it away. Short pooch kick to the right side, but it's going to be fielded cleanly by the Caruthersville. And now some room on the far side. As knifing his way out of bounds, one of the up men for Caruthersville, and they're going to have great starting field position as he gets run out of bounds around the 48-yard line on the play. Looked like, I believe it was Micah Rogers who was in there carrying the rock, and indeed he was, and he made a nice play. Boy, he got that ball in his hands, and I'll tell you what, he made one guy miss, and I thought he might take off. Awfully close. Regardless, great field position, and now we get to see this Caruthersville offense in action here for the first time tonight. They're going to come out with more of a wildcat look. They got the quarterback lined up far to the right side on the near side. In the backfield, Jamarian Rogers, and they're going to run wildcat, and instead, no, it's Charles Tillman who takes the carry, and he makes one man miss, and he's gone. House call from 48 yards away, and nothing but daylight ahead, and he is into the end zone. Touchdown. My goodness gracious. Folks, I watched that young man warm up before the game, and I immediately texted Andy Humphrey and said, St. Pius, they're going to be in a little bit of trouble tonight. Charles Tillman, that is one of the fastest players I have seen in a long time on a high school football field. And he made one guy miss. He takes it 52 yards to the house, and no one within 10 yards of him once he hit the open field and got into a full sprint. What a play. to open up the game for Caruthersville. 14-7 now in the blink of an eye here in the first. Wow. I mean, wow. That was incredible. And now a two-point try as they're going to send the man in motion, looking to get it to Alexander. Now he's going to be hit in the backfield, and he's going to be taken down. So the two-point try that time, and actually it was Dundee Hamilton who they got the ball to on the sweep. He gets stuffed up, and so it'll remain 14-7 here in the first quarter. But oh, my goodness. Charles Tillman, I was waiting to see this young man get the ball in his hands. Didn't take long at all. First play, they put him at the quarterback spot, run a simple power play out of a wildcat formation, and he made one guy miss, and that was it. What an unbelievable play. And now 14-7 the score, 6:16 remaining here in the first quarter. We're 6 minutes into the game, folks. We've had three touchdowns already on the board. You're not going to want to go anywhere. It's going to be a shootout here tonight.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Sorry. So St. Pius is going to receive the kickoff as Caruthersville has wasted no time in putting their impressive offense on display here tonight. One play for Charles Tillman. And it's not Charles Peanut Tillman, the longtime Bears defensive back. It's Charles Tillman of Caruthersville, who is lighting things up here on just one play tonight. He takes it 52 yards for a touchdown. My goodness. Tell you what, that was serious speed, and that will not be the first and only time that he touches the ball tonight and makes something special happen. Kick is away as Cobb sends it back. Josh Rubel has it on the return, and he's got some daylight on the near side, and he'll get out to the 35-yard line before he's taken down. Nice return there. We'll set the Lancers up in good starting field position, but as I said, we're halfway through the first quarter, and we've already had three touchdowns on the board. So, what do you want? Can't do much better than that. A lot of offense going here. We'll see whose defense is going to stand tall first as St. Pius will come back out. Really had a great drive through the air last time as Riley Nager caught three passes for right around 48 yards. As Fisher's in the shotgun, he's going to be back to pass on the opening play of the drive. Over the middle he goes, and it's too tall. Looking for Nate Rubel, but there on the coverage, Devin Russell, the quarterback, out there playing some defense, and he was over the top. Good coverage there as well. Looked like on the near side, Billy Cobb had a hand in the mix. So it's going to set up a second down and 10. Quick time to thank some of our sponsors here, Fleegs Equipment in Ledington and St. Genevieve, Gateway Motors in Fredericktown, Gateway Region YMCA in St. Louis, Gifford Lumber in Farmington, Gilster Mary Lee in Perryville. Second down and 10 as the Lancers come back up in the shotgun with four receivers, two to either side. Rubel in motion to the near side, and they hand it to him. Looking for a block. He gets one, but he's going to have a short gain of about 2 or 3 yards, and he'll be taken down around the 40-yard line, and that'll set up a third down and long. So Rubel on the night had a nice opening carry on the day, but since then has been bottled up. Tried to mount a jet sweep action right there. But this Caruthersville defense, they've got speed for days, and you saw it on the opening play on offense. And Charles Tillman can play defense as well. Has him listed as a starting safety defensive back, but he's on the sidelines right now. They're probably just letting him catch his breath. Third down and 8. Fisher from the shotgun back to pass. Looking near side. He goes. Pass is caught. First down is there. And being run down by Devin Russell is Michael Bollinger. Nice pickup there of about 12 yards through the air again. And Carson Fisher here tonight showing off the arm as he has completed now every pass but one. 5 for 6, and he's already up, well up over 75 yards here in the first quarter. So maybe a little air attack here tonight, certainly here early. Bollinger, 2 catches, 38 yards. They come out on the shotgun again, 2 receivers to either side. 1st and 10 from the 50. And they're going to hand it off to Lampros up the gut. Makes the first guy miss. And he's into the secondary. And he's got 10, 15, 10 yards or so. Jumped the gun a little bit. Gave him an extra 5. About 10 or 11 yards more so. And that'll move the chains again. Another Coldwell Banker Holsey real estate first down as That time it was Lampros who got the handoff right up the gut. And he ran through an arm tackle and was able to get in the secondary. Ran over, I believe it was Micah Rogers, the middle linebacker, and then was taken down. So now it's first and 10 from the 40. Tight formation. They go to the deep man, Rubel, with a head of steam. He breaks the first tackle, and he's out past the 30. Another tote there of 11 yards, and another Coldwell Banker Hulsey Real Estate first down. That time, Rubel has the first down carry as he was able to get ahead and get some momentum going and really make something happen there. Coldwell Banker Hulsey Real Estate. They move this town, and they move the chains. First and 10 now from the 28. 4 minutes remaining here in the first quarter. 14-7, Caruthersville leads, and a timeout called by Caruthersville as they want to talk it over. So we'll take one, too. We'll be back in just a moment here on the MIMO Info Sports Stream.
Champions are made here. On our courts, on our fields, and in our classrooms. Why settle for ordinary when you could be part of greatness? Mineral Area College. Become a Cardinal today.
We're back here just off the campus of Caruthersville High School in Caruthersville, Missouri. From Hopke Field, I'm Brandon Pavlina. St. Pius trailing here in the first quarter, but what a first quarter it has been. 14-7 is the score. St. Pius has possession and they're driving first and 10 from their own 20 or from the opponent's 28-yard line. On the opening drive of the game, St. Pius came out, completed a pass, and ran the ball, and then Bollinger put it on the turf, and Caruthersville took it back the other way. A fumble return for a touchdown on the opening drive for Caruthersville. St. Pius then marched down and punched it in. Caruthersville took one play and ran 52 yards for a touchdown, and that's where we're at. St. Pius back to work. First and 10, they hand it to Rubel. And he is going to meet a linebacker in the hole. And that is a explosive play right there. Short gain, but good collision on the front end of that as Rubel will gain about 2 yards on the play. A little slow to get back to the huddle there, but he's looking like he'll be all right. Good play by the defensive line there. I think it was either Rogers. It was one of the two Rogers, either Mike or Darnell, who was able to get in there and stop that one up on a short gain. 3:35 left here in the first quarter. Second down and 9 going in on the 27. Two receivers to either side with a couple of tight wings in the back of the backfield. Fisher back to throw. Near side he goes, and Nager is going to lose the handle on the pass, but a flag comes in as well, and that's going to be P.I. The defensive player out there, believe it was Dundee Hamilton on the coverage. But he might have smothered him just a bit. And with that, waiting for a call. Referees, the Zebras out there, get together. See what the call is. Indeed, pass interference on the defense. It's the first penalty here tonight on Caruthersville. And it's a costly one, as that'll be a first down. It's a 15-yard penalty. It's not a spot foul in high school. It's a 15-yard penalty, and it'll be first down now from, as they sort it out here, they're going to figure it out eventually. So first down now from the 14-yard line. Can get a first down from here before getting into the end zone. Caruthersville leading by 7 here in the first quarter. St. Pius comes up quickly. Tight formation, 3 backs in the backfield with the tight wings. And they go to the deep man, Bollinger. And he rumbles ahead for a short gain, but a good gain. About 4 or 5 yards. And that'll keep the Lancers ahead of the sticks. And Bollinger with his first carry since he fumbled the ball away earlier in the game. 3 minutes now left here in the first quarter. St. Pius driving on the opponent's 13-yard line, looking to try to even this one up. They trail by 7. They come out with a wide formation. Three receivers to the light with a tight end, and they pitch it that way. Rubel, And immediately the play is blown dead as it's going to be a false start on the offense. And that may be fortunate as Desmond Davis was all over Nate Rubel in the backfield as soon as that ball was snapped. So Desmond Davis making his presence felt again right there, but ultimately it's a false start on the offense. And so that'll back St. Pius up 5 yards. And it'll be second down and 9 from about the 13-yard line, 2:40 left here in the first. St. Pius trailing by a touchdown. Three receivers to the right with a tight end. Rubel in the backfield. To the left side, it's Josh Rubel. They fake the pitch, looking to throw, but a sack is right there to make the play. The defensive line disrupting that offensive line. And it's Jaquan Nichols who gets in there and wraps up the quarterback and drags him to the ground. Boy, Fisher was trying to go for a fake pitch to the right to set up a screen to the left. But, hey, he had no time to do anything with Jaquan Nichols all over him by the time he had turned around. So the sack makes it now third down and 14 from the 17-yard line. Three receivers to the right with a tight end. It's Nate Rubel in the backfield, Josh Rubel to the left. Fisher under center, back to pass. Over the middle they go. It's Riley Nager with the catch, and he's down inside the 5. Will he have enough for a first down? It's going to be close. It'll depend on the spot. Saw the closed fist come up. Looks like it will be fourth down. Indeed it is. Nager with another completion there for about 12 yards, and the Lancers go quick. Fisher under center, tight formation. They go to the deep man. And, oh, that's going to be close. Does he have the first down? They gave it to the deep man, Rubel, and he was hit, but he fell forward, and they will say first down. So a short gain there for Rubel, but a nice play, all set up by the completion to Riley Nager once again. Boy, he is having some kind of start to his night. So it's going to be first and goal from inside the 5-yard line, 1:10 left here in the first quarter. 14-7, St. Pius trailing, but they're trying to change that. To the deep man it goes, to Bollinger, and he falls forward, and he's into the end zone, touchdown! The up man, Michael Bollinger, got the handoff right up the gut, and about 3 yards to go, and he fell forward for just about all three. Needed some momentum to get there, and he used every little bit that he had. Bollinger with a touchdown, now 5 for him on the season. And with it, St. Pius now back within an extra point of tying this game up. Boy, that was an impressive drive by this Lancers football team to come right back and really match what Caruthersville has done so far. There is a player down on the field for Caruthersville. And you never like to see that this time of year. You never like to see it at any time of year, but certainly not in the playoffs with the season hanging in the balance. And Coach Jimmy Jackson out there to help the player off. Looks like it's Zebo Smith, big defensive lineman, sophomore for this Caruthersville team. He's a heck of a ball player, though, in talking with Coach Jackson. And I'll tell you what, Coach Jackson is another one of those guys that when you go down there and just talk to him, even for a short amount of time, it's one of those coaches that you really would like to play for. He just seems like a good guy. We played some college football at Mizzou, I believe it was. Had a great conversation with him throughout the week, just getting prepared for this one, and really enjoyed getting a chat with him prior to the game here today. And he helps off Zebo Smith as now the Lancers will try the extra point to even the game up. Snap is good, hold is good, kick is up, and it's good. 14 all the score. What a wild first quarter it's been. Quick timeout, we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
When it comes to choosing a pharmacy that can give you exceptional customer service and the best prices, you need to visit Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy. Bigger stores don't always mean bigger savings. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is a preferred provider for many insurance plans, including TRICARE and SilverScript, and our employees work hard at making sure you receive the best prices possible. It's time to step out of the line and come see us in Deloge, Fredericktown, Ironton, and Farmington. Parkland Health Mart is your first choice for excellent customer care.
Welcome back in here to Caruthersville High School in Caruthersville, Missouri. Brandon Pavlian here with you. Boy, we got some kind of game on tap here tonight, folks. 4 touchdowns in the first quarter. And there's still 60 seconds left to go. 14-14 our score. Caruthersville returned a fumble back for a touchdown on the opening drive. St. Pius drove down and matched it. Caruthersville won play on offense, and they ran it 52 yards for a touchdown. And then St. Pius matched it. And here we are. Kickoff and back to return with a little bit of room as it's going to be Dundee Hamilton who gets taken down. He got out past the 35-yard line, so that'll be some good starting field position for Caruthersville. And now some words being exchanged by these two teams down there on the field. Always some heightened emotions here in the playoffs. Quick chance to thank some of our sponsors for making tonight's broadcast possible. Hearing Care Partners in Farmington, Home Pools and Spas in Lettington, Jefferson College in Hillsboro, Lucas Smith Chrysler in Festus, and Mario's Italia in Farmington. Mario's Italia, they always give us that delicious pizza on Friday. A couple more weeks. What have you said when you don't get it anymore? I love me some Mario's Italia. Caruthersville back to work, back to throw. Russell to the far side they go. Pass out to Jermaine Alexander. Alexander puts his foot in the ground, comes back, and now he's going to get rumbled down as this is really going to be the first chance we get to see this Caruthersville offense now after they ran just one play and took it all the way to the house on their opening offensive drive. But it's a nice play, a good completion there. Russell to Alexander for about 6 yards on the first pass of the day. Spread it out wide again, two receivers to either side. Russell in the shotgun, and they're going to get the Lancers to jump. Hard count right there, and Russell out that defensive line of the Lancers to come forward. I think it was Lampros that might have crossed the line. The injured party for Caruthersville, Zevo Smith, is still walking around on the sidelines down here. That would be a big loss for them if he cannot return to action. And they did not move the chains. A little confused by that. Regardless, split out wide. We'll see if they get the playoff. They do. And they're going to hand it off up the gut. Some daylight out to the 50-yard line goes the running back, Rogers, and he is going to be wrapped up and stopped right there. Gain of 9 yards, and that's a Coldwell Banker Halsey Real Estate first down as Jamarian Rogers gets his first carry of the day, and he goes for 9 yards. Not quite the explosive 52-yarder that Tillman took on the opening drive, but a good start as Caruthersville is in business at the 50. Quick timeout for the end of the first quarter. 14 all here between St. Pius and Caruthersville. We'll be back on the MIMO Info Sports Stream.
Josh Harris joins us now from Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington and Poplar Bluff and soon to be Festus. And Josh, you know, the holidays are right around the corner, and I'm thinking an off-road vehicle from Midwest Sports would look great under the Christmas tree.
With Christmas right around the corner, we can help fill those Christmas needs from anything from side-by-sides, ATVs, youth ATVs, youth motorcycles. Ultimate Toy Store here in Farmington. We're located at 124 Walker Road.
Stop by and see Josh Harris today at Midwest Sports Center.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at your home of the No Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. What is the No Bull Deal? It's simple. It's a deal no other Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep dealer offers. Sure, you can shop around, but we're confident that you will come home to our way of doing business. We take the nationally advertised programs one step further and offer you the lowest locally advertised price, and we guarantee it. So whether you see us first or see us last, we are the dealer that will give you the best No Bull Deal and service anywhere. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus, or check us out at lucassmith.com.
Both sports stream, we got St. Pius and Caruthersville, and right out of the break for the first quarter to start off the second quarter, the Caruthersville Tigers took a shot downfield, and a penalty resulted as it's going to be pass interference on the Lancers. They ran just a simple fly route for Charles Tillman. They said, hey, turn those jets on and go. And he certainly did, and he blew past the defender, and all he could do was wrap him up to bring him down to stop what would have been a miraculous bomb touchdown-type play. Ultimately, though, the PI will mark it off 15 yards, and you take that all day long. You can do that at the high school level because it's not a spot foul. You can just straight-up tackle the guy if he gets past you because you'll take 15 yards all day over a 50-yard touchdown. So now from the 35, Caruthersville, first and 10. Spread out to either side, four receivers, and they're going to hand it off up the gut to Jamarian Rogers, and he is going to rumble ahead for a short gain of about 2 or 3 yards. So Rodgers, a couple of carries now as Caruthersville offense is only run about five plays here so far, but they've got 14 points on the board thanks to a 52-yard touchdown run on their first play from scrimmage and also a fumble return for a touchdown on defense. So 11 and a half minutes remaining here in the second quarter as we're just 30 seconds into the quarter, 14 all St. Pius and Caruthersville. As the Tigers trying to get lined up here, we'll see if they can get it in time. 8 seconds on the play clock, and now a timeout called. As head coach Jimmy Jackson a little frustrated there on the near side, trying to get his boys lined up, but they just could not quite figure out the formation in time. So timeout, we'll take one too, and this timeout's going to be brought to you by McDonald's. It's a McDonald's fast break timeout, where your Egg McMuffin is always made with a freshly cracked egg. Another great reason to wake up to the favorites you love. McDonald's fast break timeout. We'll be back.
Family, health, home. Comtree has been a leader in providing health care to you and your family for over 45 years. What started as mental health services has expanded to dental care, primary care, and many community services. We are your home for health care. We invite you to join the Comtree family tree. Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment. Welcome to our family tree.
On the MIMO Info Sports stream, tied at 14 all between St. Pius and Caruthersville. Caruthersville on 2nd and 8. They're going to hand it off near side to Tillman. He gets around the edge, but he's going to be a run out of bounds. Boy, what a collision right there on the sideline. Josh Rubel met Charles Tillman on the sweep, and that's going to be a loss of about 2 or 3 yards on the play. So that's a little different, much different than the first carry for Tillman, who went 52 yards from a wildcat formation. Just a simple like quarterback power to the right side, and he took it 52 yards. But right there, loses 3 on the jet sweep. And it's 3rd down and 10. Big play here for the St. Pius defense. Trips to the right, 1 receiver to the left. Back in the backfield is Jamarian Rodgers. Russell from the shotgun, back to pass. Looking to the right side, over the middle it goes. Pass is caught. But it's going to be short for a 1st down. Be about a yard short as the completion goes to Jermaine Alexander for 9 yards. His 2nd catch of the day. And that'll set up a 4th down and 1, and Caruthersville not even going to think about it. They're just going to line up and go. 4th and 1 from the 26-yard line going in. This offense averages 48.2 points per game, so they are potent. 4th and 1, huge play for St. Pius's defense. And Russell is going to go for the quarterback keep, but instead a timeout is called. And no, not a timeout, a false start rather. So that'll set Caruthersville back 5 yards, and that changes the complexion of things. Now instead of a 4th down and 1, it's a 4th down and 6. And we'll see what Coach Jackson decides to do here. 10:32 left here in the second quarter. Tied at 14 all between Caruthersville and St. Pius. I'm Brandon Pavlina. Glad to have you here. We're inside the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. 4th down and 6. Doubles to either side of the formation. It's Jamarian Rodgers in the backfield. Devin Russell from the shotgun. Snap is good, and now another whistle is going to blow it dead. Another false start. And it's Dundee Hamilton, the receiver on the near side, who jumped. And that is going to frustrate Coach Jackson to the umpteenth degree, because the last thing you want and the last thing you will tolerate as a coach, as a former receiver myself, is a receiver jumping off sides. That is a one-way ticket to the doghouse with the head coach if you're a receiver and you're jumping off sides. And the reason why they get so frustrated with that is because as a receiver, you're lined up pretty much on the ball, looking at the ball. You don't really have much reason to be jumping off sides or going anywhere early, so that's where the frustration spills out from. Now the play clock looking like maybe it didn't run after the ball was reset, so Coach Jackson trying to discuss it with the near side referee. And now looking like perhaps they have a car parked in a place that needs to turn its lights off. Yes, that is the case. as there's a car in the parking lot who has its lights shining towards the field. Can't have that. Don't want to have any distractions out there. Fourth and 11 as now Caruthersville will instead go back to punt. Back deep is Josh Rubel from the 45. The punt is away, and it's a boomer. That's going to get all the way to the end zone as Billy Cobb just swung the right leg and absolutely blasted that ball into the end zone. So that'll be a touchback, and St. Pius will start backed up on their own 20-yard line for the drive. At the start of the second half, we'll bring you some Presbyterian Manor stats. Take a look at the stats from the first half. Presbyterian Manor, the way you want to live. FarmingtonPresbyterianManor.org. 10:22 left here in the second quarter. Still tied 14-all. St. Pius has had two really nice offensive drives after giving up a fumble on the opening drive that was returned for a touchdown. It was Michael Bollinger who fumbled that ball away. But Pius has marched right down the field twice since then. First and 10 from their own 20, and they're going to get Caruthersville offsides. Darnell Rogers is the guilty party as he was a little too anxious there. 5-yard walk off will make it first down at 5 now from the 25-yard line. So far tonight, Carson Fisher has been excellent through the air. Closing in on 100 yards here in the first half. Under center with two receivers to either side. They go to the deep man, Rubel. And he puts his head down and picks up about six feet, I was going to say. Only about a yard or two. And that'll make it second down and short. Rubel has had himself about 9 carries so far, and he's only up around 30 yards tonight. So he's been quiet so far, but he's been the man toting the rock all year long for the Lancers. 93 carries, 702 yards. That's a 7.5 yards per carry. Tight formation with three backs in the backfield. Fisher back to pass. And he's just going to throw it up. And it's going to be in no man's land as they tried to run their big receiver, Jonathan Lane, out here to the near side. But Lane couldn't quite turn the corner. And aside from that, pressure in the backfield there was right in the face of Carson Fisher, giving him no time to throw. So Fisher now with his second incompletion. 9:41 left here in the second quarter. Had a ferocious start to this game. 4 touchdowns in the first quarter. Stymied here a little bit in the second. So they come out, two receivers to the left, tight end receiver to the right, back in the backfield. Fisher back to throw. Far side he goes, and the pass is incomplete. Intended for Riley Nager, just a simple hitch route right there, but the pass was wide, and it was almost picked off by Devin Russell, who was in the vicinity, but ultimately goes by the wayside, and that'll result in a punt. So for the first time tonight, both teams trade punts after the offenses came out guns blazing, and these two teams were putting points up in a hurry. Expect more of the same sooner rather than later, as these two teams have great offenses that they run out there. Play clock winding as they try to get the substitutions on for the punt. They get it, and now they'll send it away. To the left side it goes, and Jermaine Alexander, the returner, is just going to let that one run out of bounds. Riley Nager the closest to it, as it'll tumble out of play at about the 48-yard line, and so Caruthersville will start on their own side of the field to kick off this possession. Quick chance to thank some more sponsors here tonight for making this broadcast possible. Farmington McDonald's and Vector Communications in Farmington, Midwest Sports Center in Farmington, Mineral Area College in Park Hills, New Era Bank in Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, and Bon Terre, and Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy in Farmington, Deloge, Fredericktown, and Ironton. We'll have a check of the rest of the scores going around our listening area, the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard, in just a little bit. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy, committed to improving the health of their patients and positively impacting the communities they serve. As they're going to hand it off up the gut, and some daylight for the ball carrier as Jamarian Rogers on a simple up the gut carry gets about 8 yards, maybe 9 yards. As Rogers starting to find his rhythm a little bit, he's now up over 20 yards on 3 carries. Second down and 2. For Caruthersville, 9:05 left here in the second quarter, tied 14-all. as they come out with a spread look again, two receivers to either side. Jamarian Rogers in the backfield with Devin Russell. They hand it off. Rogers stuffed at the line as he was hit immediately. Excellent play there by the big front man, Patrick Argana, who was able to wrap up the ball carrier for a very short gain, if anything. Third down in inches from the 43-yard line of St. Pius. Caruthersville spread out, two receivers to either side. In formation goes Jermaine Alexander to the right. They fake it to him, and now they just set up the formation. Trips now to the right, one receiver to the left. To the left, it's Dundee Hamilton. He's guarded by Josh Rubel. Russell from the shotgun, and he's just going to take it himself right up the gut, and he's going to have the first down and more. 5 yards on the tote for Devin Russell as he has his first carry of the day, and he makes it a productive one, getting a Cobalt Banker Halsey Real Estate first down. So the explosive play started things off for this Caruthersville offense. Since then, just been chopping away at it. They did have a fourth down and one going in, and then a couple of penalties pushed them back. Otherwise, they may have been able to put some points on the board on their final or on their last drive. Under 8 minutes to go now. Russell from the shotgun trips to the left. Throwing the bubble screen near side to Jermaine Alexander. He gets a block on the edge. He's out to the 30, and he's going to be taken down there as a nice tackle is made by Josh Rubel to bring him down. Rubel had a battle to bring him to the turf, but ultimately he got him there as Jermaine Alexander. And this spread offense, boy, they get the ball in space, and they let these guys go to work. And I'll tell you what, as a former DB, that is no fun. Flag is down in the backfield. We'll see what the call is. And it's going to go against Caruthersville, it looks like. I haven't seen any indication just yet from the head linesman. But it looks like one of the defensive, or one of the offensive linemen, maybe it's Darnell Rogers, who also sometimes goes by Snoop Rogers, is the guilty party on a holding call. So that's going to set Caruthersville way back. As instead of having manageable second down and about five or six, instead they get pushed way back. First down and forever. First and 21 from back at the 50-yard line. This is an offense, though, that they see that and they think, hey, and get that in one play. Trips to the left, one receiver to the right. To the right, it's Charles Tillman. Russell back to throw. Near side, they go with the screen to Alexander. On the outside, makes one man miss. And he's out to the 45 before he's taken down as he is tackled at about the 43-yard line. Pick up there of 7 on the pitch and catch as Alexander now with 3 receptions. He's got 23 yards to his credit. He's caught every pass that Russell has thrown. That has been completed. Does have the one incompletion as they took a shot downfield to Tillman, but I guess it doesn't actually count as an incompletion because there was a penalty. Trips to the right now, second and 15 from their own or from the opponent's 45. Russell rolling to the right, looking to throw, goes over the top. He gets it to Billy Cobb on the edge. Cobb makes a man miss, gets a tackle, gets a block. He gets another block, and he's across the field, and he's gone. Flag comes flying in late. We'll see what the call is. Cobb seems to think it's coming back. Boy, he got some great blocks in the open field, but it looks like maybe one of them was illegal. Boy, that is just a tough play. There's not much you can do to defend what these guys do on the outside. You really just have to wrap up and make sure you're tackling these ball carriers because so much speed and elusiveness on the outside. Got to be disciplined in your tackling as the referees come together to discuss. And it's an illegal block against Caruthers. So with that, the touchdown is wiped off the board. And much to the chagrin of the Caruthersville fans in attendance. And so it'll be way backed up. Jimmy Jackson not happy with the call. Neither are the fans here in attendance. Got to look up and see the ref signals here because he put the fist together there. I don't exactly know what that's all about. So now it'll be second down and 5 from the 34-yard line going in. So ultimately, they get the touchdown wiped away, but still a second down and manageable here for this Caruthersville offense. As they come up with doubles to either side, Jamarian Rogers in the backfield with Russell in the shotgun. And now a timeout is going to be called by head coach Jimmy Jackson for Caruthersville as he wants to talk it over. We'll take a break, too. We'll be back in just a moment here on the MIMO Info Sports Stream.
For 57 years, the staff at Farmington Presbyterian Manor have dedicated ourselves to providing our community the best independent living, assisted living, skilled nursing, memory care, and short-term rehab. We are proud to be part of the Parkland community and provide the quality health care you deserve. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to find out more about Farmington Presbyterian Manor.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Take advantage of our everyday low prices, where prices are always 50% off MSRP. From home decor to living rooms, bedrooms, dining room sets, stop by and check out our inventory and already low prices.
We have 4 different types of financing available.
And remember, the military always receive a discount at Patsy's Furniture.
You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Welcome back in here. We got Caruthersville and St. Pius battling it out for District Class 2, District 1 semifinal action here. Tied 14 all in the second quarter. All 4 touchdowns were scored in the first quarter, so a much quieter quarter here in the second. 6:20 on the clock. Caruthersville on their first play from scrimmage after the timeout. Got the first down on a nice little scamper to the right side. As I believe it was Russell who got out there to the outside for about 4 yards. First and 10 now going in on the 27-yard line. 5 wide to 3 to the left, 2 to the right. Russell's going to throw near side to Alexander. Pass is caught. Alexander trying to get to the edge, but Rubel brings him down as that tackle saves a touchdown, but it's going to be near a first down. As they just continue to run that simple bubble screen route, and Alexander continues to hurt them with some excellent moves in the open field. He's got 4 catches, and he's up near 30 yards. 6:15 on the clock in the second quarter. Caruthersville trying to march down the field for the first time. Got a defensive touchdown on a fumble recovery brought back by Jermaine Alexander. And then a 52-yard touchdown run from Charles Tillman. In motion goes Alexander to the right. They fake to him. They give to Rogers up the gut. And he's going to weave his way through and be down inside the 10-yard line. That'll be another Coldwell Banker Halsey Real Estate first down as Rogers gets another carry and another 9-yard pickup right there. So it's first and goal now from the 9-yard line. And we'll see if this Pius defense can stand up. When talking with Dan Oliver before the game, he mentioned this is a big part of their defensive unit's strength, being able to even have your back up against the wall and stand tall and get out of it. We'll see. This is a tough team to slow down because of how they spread you out. Doubles to either side. Rogers in the backfield. Russell's going to hand it to him. To the left side he goes. Made the first man miss. Lost the handle for a moment. But it looks like he got it back. Boy, there was a battle for the football there. It looked like perhaps for a moment that Rogers may have lost it, but ultimately they say, no, he maintained possession. He did go backwards for about a yard or two, so give him a loss on the carry. Make it now second down and goal from the 11-yard line. 3 receivers to the right. Rogers in the backfield with Russell. 1 receiver to the left. Tillman, the wide man, to the right side. Russell back to throw. Fakes the bubble. Now he throws the bubble. Alexander, the receiver, he pulls it in. Makes the first man miss. Puts his head down, and he's at the 5, and he'll be taken down inside the 5. Right around the 4-yard line. Another simple bubble screen for 7 yards. As Alexander now with 5 catches here in the first half. They're just peppering him out there on the outside. got to maybe bring a safety down or a corner and put it right on top of them and make sure you don't allow those bubble screens anymore. But then once you do that, you got to be aware of the ball going over top. So what makes things so difficult is the off-balance nature of this offense. Play clock winding, 5 seconds. Tight formation for Caruthersville as they hand it off to the near side and trying to get to the edge, Jermaine Alexander, and he does! Touchdown! Jermaine Alexander on a tight formation. They run jet sweep from the right to the left. Alexander gets the handoff, and all he had to do was get to the edge, and that's what he did. Used his speed, found the pylon, and with that, Caruthersville back out in front as they now lead 20-14 here with 4 minutes remaining in the second quarter. And so, yeah, I was waiting to see they were going to put the touchdown up on the board. Didn't quite see the reaction from fans that I was expecting. But they got excited, and now the score goes up on the board. And Caruthersville, they're going for two again. They got three receivers to the right. Rodgers in the backfield. Russell in the shotgun. Fakes the handoff. Slant route. And it's, it's dropped. Billy Cobb was the intended receiver. They just ran him on a simple slant route over the middle. Russell put it on him, but Cobb could not bring in the pass. And so with that, 20-14 with 4 minutes left in the second quarter. Quick timeout. We'll be right back.
Have you ever misplaced your debit card and worried while you try to find it? Hi, Paul Hale here at New Era Bank, and our new app offers Secure Swipe. Secure Swipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
Welcome back in here, just off the campus of Caruthersville High School. I'm Brandon Pavlina. Glad to have you guys here tonight. As Caruthersville has moved back out in front, 20-14, with 4 minutes remaining here in the second quarter. We'll see if Pius can respond here late in the first half. As Caruthersville will receive the second half kickoff, so for Pius, they really got to try to get something going here. Oh, that's a boot. Billy Cobb puts a little extra leg into that one, and it's back, and it's pulled in by Josh Rubel. Rubel to the outside, and he gets hammered and taken down at the 30-yard line. A nice tackle there. Dundee Hamilton went at the knees and brought him down. But Pius will start with good field position at around the 30-yard line. And they've been moving the ball tonight through the air predominantly. As here on the evening, Carson Fisher has been slinging it around, and Riley Nager has been going up and getting it. So the Lancers come up first and 10 from their own 30. Looking to try to match here with under 4 minutes to go. They run the toss to the left. Rubel gets it. He's got some blocking on the edge, and he'll get hit, and he'll stay in bounds right around the 40-yard line. So he's going to be close to first down yardage. Might be a yard or two shy, but a nice carry there. Makes it a second and manageable. And with how well they have thrown the ball here tonight, this Lancer offense can certainly strike quickly. And they're only chasing six, so a touchdown and an extra point would give the Lancers the lead. As they come up, tight formation. And they go to the deep man. It's Bollinger who gets the handoff, and he is going to be met immediately. But not before he pushes ahead for a yard or two. And that'll make it a first down. First down carry there for Bollinger, who since fumbling on that opening drive has gotten himself into the end zone for a touchdown, and he gets a first down right there. So a good recovery after that early fumble for the junior tailback for this Pius team. 3:23 remaining here in the second quarter. First and 10 from their own 42. Tight formation for the Lancers. Fisher back to throw. Play action. He's got Nager down the field. Puts it up, and it's overthrown, and it's incomplete. looking for Nager over the top, but right there, Alexander was in coverage along with Devin Russell. Some contact down the field, but no flag came in. Bit of an overthrow there, may have kept the flag in the back pocket. 3:05, or 3:09 rather, now left here in the second quarter. Pius trailing by a touchdown. Carson Fisher, after going 5 for 6 early in the game, has now missed his last three throws. And a quick jump by the Pius front, and that's going to be a false start. So that penalty there hurts because it would have been 2nd down and 10. Now it's 2nd down and long, 2nd and 15 after the 5-yard false start penalty. Coming up at halftime, we'll send it back to the studio for our Midwest Sports Center halftime show. I'll have a check of all the area scores there. We'll check it if we have some time here late in this half. Lancers come up, back to pass is Fisher. Over the middle he goes, he puts it up, and Nager can't find it. It's almost picked off by Dundee Hamilton, but ultimately it glances off his hands. He was trying to make a basket catch, running down the middle of the field, almost like a Jackie Robinson over the shoulder. Jackie Robinson, Willie Mays over the shoulder. You get that right. Can't respect Willie Mays like that. But ultimately it hit the turf as Hamilton couldn't quite corral it in. Nager was trying to find it when it was in the air, but had a hard time getting his head around. And so now it's 3rd down and forever, 3rd and 15, as the Lancers will likely be forced to go to the air. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. It's Josh Rubel in the backfield. Fisher back to pass, rolls right. Over the top it goes, and it's intercepted. Picked off by Jermaine Alexander. No, picked off by Dundee Hamilton. It's one of my new favorite names. Every once in a while, you come across a name that just makes you smile. Tell you what, Dundee Hamilton does that for me. And right there, a big-time interception as the senior came flying up to pick that one out of the sky. He was hit hard on the run back after a short return. So now he down at about the 37. So with 3 minutes to go here in the first half, Caruthersville gets possession back. Up by 6 points, and just 37 yards to go to hit Pater. 30-second timeout. We'll be back in just a moment here on the MIMO Info Sports Stream.
From mailboxing to packing, the UPS Store does everything for small business, including printing. Because running your own business means you're also in charge of marketing and promoting. And our printing experts can help with professional business carding, menuing, postering, all the things to get people, well, buzzing. The UPS Store. Every ink for small business. And, of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus. See us now at our new location at 650 North Creek Drive next to Tiger Express Car Wash.
Welcome back here, just off the campus of Caruthersville High School in Caruthersville, Missouri. We got the St. Pius Lancers taking on the Caruthersville Tigers. Caruthersville up 20-14 with 3 minutes left here in the second quarter, and they have possession going in on the 35. Man in motion, Alexander. Instead, they hand it off to the deep man, and he'll be taken down as Jamarian Rogers, a gain of about 4 yards on the carry, makes it now 2nd down and 5. And so with that, clock winds under 2:35 now here left in the first half of action. We saw 4 touchdowns go up on the board in the first quarter. Since then, it's only been Caruthersville that was able to hit pay dirt on a 4-yard jet sweep to Jermaine Alexander. 2nd down and 6 at the 33-yard line. Russell, the quarterback, he's in the shotgun. He's got Rogers at his hip. 2 receivers to either side. To the right, they're tight to the formation. In motion, Alexander goes to the right, and they hand it to him. Trying to get to the outside, but he is strung out, and he'll be taken down. Excellent play defensively there. I think it's Josh Rubel who was in the mix there. And it was also Tristan Jacobson. How about that? The big man getting all the way down the line to string that out. Boy, you love to see that from a D lineman to get all the way to the edge out there and not allow Alexander any room to cut it back. Clock winds, 1:35 left in the half. 3rd down and 8 from the 35-yard line. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Russell in the shotgun, Rodgers in the backfield. Back to pass goes Russell. Bubble screen near side, and it's almost picked off as Michael Vonderhaar came flying up to knock that bubble screen out of the sky. Had he been a split second earlier, he may have had a chance to pick it off and run it all the way back to the house. But as it stands, an incomplete pass. And that, at the very least, I would imagine, would strike a little fear into Caruthersville. Maybe wanted to run that bubble screen again. Fourth down, they're going for it. Fourth and eight from the 35. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Russell in the shotgun, Rodgers in the backfield. Back to pass he goes. Play action over the middle. Pass is in and out of the hands of Billy Cobb. Incomplete. Russell put it on him. Nothing you can do about that. Billy Cobb, just with the stone hands out there around the 30-yard line, couldn't quite pull it in. Palms to the sky for Cobb as some frustration there on the Caruthersville offensive side. But regardless, they lead by six. And now St. Pius, with a minute 24, has a chance to go down and perhaps take the lead if they can find an explosive play to end the half. Minute 24 on the clock. Pius starts from their own 35. Tight formation as they are going to hand it off to the deep man, Rubel. With some blocking, he bounces it outside, cuts it back inside, and he'll have about 10 yards and a first down on the carry on first down. Got to go quickly here, do the Lancers, especially after a run. We're going to move those chains quickly as Rubel with 10 yards. He's having himself a nice first half. They spread it out wide, two receivers to either side. The older Rubel in the backfield, and now a false start. Flag comes in as someone jumped for St. Pius. And that'll make it first and 15 now, back from the 42-yard line, their own 42. So far, 11 carries here in the first half for Nate Rubel, and he's around 40 yards. Two receivers to either side. Fisher from the shotgun. He's back to pass. Lampros in the backfield. They go to Nager over the middle, and it's knocked away. Great play defensively by Jermaine Alexander as Riley Nager was running the post route over the middle of the field, and the ball got to his hands. Looked like he got two paws on it. But as he was trying to pull it into his body, Jermaine Alexander reached a hand in and punched it out. Boy, that is a picturesque play in the secondary by Jermaine Alexander, who has already had himself a whale of a game. He's got a rushing touchdown. He's got a fumble return for a touchdown, and he's got a pass breakup right there as well. Second down and 15, and flag again. Another false start by the offense as Pius just continues shooting themselves in the foot with these penalties. And it's now second down and 20. Well, if you need an explosive play, the last thing you want to do is continue to back yourself up. Now, Pius, we'll see how they play it. Looks like they're going to keep throwing. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Josh Rubel in the backfield with Fisher. Fisher back to throw out of the shotgun. Rolling to the right, floats one up. And it's in and out of the hands of Nate Rubel with Jermaine Alexander and Jamarian Rodgers right there on the coverage. It was Jermaine Alexander coming in over the top. That ball floated up there for a while. Rubel was able to get under it, but collision on the catch knocked that one away. And so with that, it's now third down and long. 45 seconds remain here in the first half of action. A reminder at halftime, we'll send it back to the studio for a Midwest Sports Center halftime show. See if St. Pius can come up with a huge play here to end the half. Fisher back to pass. And he pumps, he throws, and it's going to be incomplete. And a flag comes in. And I think they're going to call pass interference on the Caruthersville defense. And that is astounding. Nager had a wide open lane over the middle. They ran a pump fake. And pass interference on the defense is the call. 15 yards will be marked off. It'll be an automatic first down. Fans not happy here in attendance. But Nager was running a route over the middle, almost the seam. They ran a little pump fake action to him. And then when the ball was released in the air, the safety, I believe it was either Dundee Hamilton. It was Dundee Hamilton. He tripped over the middle of the field and knocked down Nager. Don't know that he would have been able to catch the pass anyway, but regardless, it's 15 yards. Not an automatic first down. Third down and five from the opponent's 48. Doubles to either side for St. Pius. Fisher back to throw. Looking over the middle. He heaves one up. Who's going to get it? And it's knocked away, incomplete. Several players in the vicinity. They were looking, I believe, to get it to Josh Rubel up the seam. But Alexander, Russell, Tillman, Hamilton, all right there. The speed of this secondary showing up. Well, you're seeing some hands on the hips from this Caruthersville side. Maybe getting a little worn out by all these deep routes that Pius continues to run. We'll see what they want to do here on a fourth down and about five from the opponent's side of the 50, right at the 48-yard line. They come out with three receivers to the right, one to the left. Fisher from the shotgun. Back to throw. They're going for it on fourth. Screen pass, and no, it's a hitch route, and they got it. Pass completed, and out of bounds goes Josh Rubel on the far side as he has a nice gain right there for about 7 yards, and that keeps the chains moving. So a big pass completion right there. Fisher to Rubel. That's Rubel's first catch tonight, and it keeps the chains moving with the Coldwell Banker Halsey Real Estate first down. 25 seconds left in the half. Doubles to either side. Fisher from the shotgun. Back to throw he goes. Looking right side. He heaves one up. Nager is there, and it's not going to be caught. It was Nager going up for it with Jermaine Alexander in coverage, and it looked like Nager just short-armed it a little bit as he went up for the ball. Didn't quite high-point it nearly enough, and that gave Alexander a chance to get his hands in there and knock it away. Boy, that ball was floating up there for a while, and they're just putting it up to their 6'6" receiver and seeing what he can do. They come out with two receivers to either side once more. Fisher from the shotgun. He's got Rubel in the backfield. Back to throw, looking to the far side. They run a little wheel route, and it's Nate Rubel who pulls in the pass on the far side. Flag came in around the line of scrimmage. We'll see what the call is. The Lancers don't appear to be moving up, so it may be going backward. Tillman had the tackle on the far sideline, but it was just a simple wheel route. Nate Rubel on the left side of the formation ran it. And right on the sideline, they put it on him, and it'll be coming back regardless. Chop block on the play as one of the linemen went low. Usually when that gets called, it'll be as a result of a couple of offensive linemen locked up on the same guy. And then one of the offensive linemen will dive in at the knees, and you can't do that. So the chop block will move things back. It's second down and 10. No, it's going to be second down and much more than 10. Quick chance to thank some sponsors here. Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. Prairie Farms in Farmington. Presbyterian Manor in Farmington. Serenity Hospice Care in Farmington. Twin City Toyota in Herculaneum. And the UPS store in Festus. Reminder that the Midwest Sports Center halftime show is coming up. We'll have a look at all the scores going on around the listening area. Second and 27. 12 seconds on the clock. Two receivers to either side. Fisher in the shotgun. Back to pass he goes. Looking left over the middle. And it's in and out of the hands of Nate Rubel, who found a little daylight in the secondary, but the pass bounced right off his hands and it goes incomplete. So that'll make it third down and 27 from back on their own 45-yard line. 7.6 seconds left here in the first half. It was an exhilarating first quarter with four touchdowns going up for two for either side. Just one score here in the second, and it went to Caruthersville. They lead 20-14 with 7.6 on the clock. Two receivers to either side. Fisher hands it off, and it's fumbled. And it's picked up by Caruthersville. They have it. So they tried to hand it off to Nate Rubel, the young deep back, but he couldn't get it cleanly. And the fumble is going to give Caruthersville a chance here with 4 seconds on the clock here in the half. And You don't want to give this offense any time to work, because all they got to do is send a couple of guys deep, and there's a chance they could just run right by everybody. We already saw the first play from scrimmage. Charles Tillman scamper 52 yards. He might have had steam coming off his shoes. He was running so fast. So we'll see if they think about putting it up to him. He's alone on the right side of the formation. Four receivers to the left. Charles Tillman to the right. Russell back to throw. They're going to go that way. Tillman on a go route. Deep over the top, and it's incomplete. In coverage there, they had one man back. Jonathan Lane, 6 foot defensive back, stayed over the top of the route. And we've hit halftime. With the score 20-14, Caruthersville on top as they impressed early, and then these teams traded blows in the second. Caruthersville, the only team able to put up any points, just one score. 20-14 is the score at halftime. Caruthersville over St. Pius. We'll take a timeout, and then when we come back, it'll be the Midwest Sports Center halftime show from back in the J98 KREI studios, and then we'll bring you back the action for the start of the second half with a look at our first half stats, brought to you by Presbyterian Manor. So all that and more coming your way. Don't touch that dial or anything. However you're tuned in, keep it tuned right there to the MIMO Info Sports Stream.
Everybody's going home, pool and spa.
Imagine slipping into your own spa at the end of a long day. Soothing, relaxing, refreshing. This can be your life. We can help. I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas. We have new inventory of spas, starting from two-person all the way up to family size. One that will fit in the corner of your patio to larger models that can be used indoors or out. Home Pools and Spas on the Outer Service Road just south of the Ludington exit.
Fleek's Equipment was founded as a family-owned and operated business, where it remains to this day. Known best for selling exceptional equipment such as Case IH, Massey Ferguson, Hustler, Vermeer, Cub Cadet, Spartan, Kuhn, and many more. Fleek's Equipment is a proven company with certified technicians and customer service where you're more than just a number. Our certified technicians can diagnose, troubleshoot, repair, and maintain your equipment. Not just one color, but every color. Even if you don't purchase your equipment here, we can provide you with the best service available and the largest selection of parts. As the months turn colder, it's time to service your equipment from the summer and fall. Winterize your equipment and tune up any equipment that you need over the winter, also for the spring. We do that here, and we do it well. If you're in the market for a new compact tractor, new blades, whatever the need, see us here at Fleek's Equipment. Make us your first stop, Fleek's Equipment, Highway 32 in St. Genevieve, and on the Outer Service Road in Ludington. Online 24/7 at Fleegs.com. Fleegs Equipment, let our family serve your family.
Dear movers and shakers, we know how you roll. And we're with you. We're with you on the tarmac or terrain. In the 2019 RAV4 Adventure, Limited, and Hybrid models. We're with you in the comfy Highlander with seating for up to 8 and advanced safety features standard. We're with you in the sharp 2019 Toyota Camry with its available cockpit red leather seats. And we're with you in the all-new 2020 Toyota Corolla, loaded with attitude and the latest tech. We're with you. Let's go, Toyota. Find yours at buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
See Twin City Toyota, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit, or visit them online at TwinCityToyota.com.
Welcome to the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show on Regional Radio. We'll update you on the scores from the teams in our entire listening area and get you the highlights from all of our broadcast action on J98, KJEP, KREI, and MIMOinfo.com.
This is Josh Harris, the owner of Midwest Sports Center in Farmington and a proud sponsor of high school football. Remember, for all of your on-the-road, off-the-road, or on-the-water fun, come and see us, Midwest Sports Center in Farmington.
Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show. Stop by and see Josh and the gang at Midwest Sports Center today on Walker Drive in Farmington. Kawasaki, Suzuki, Polaris, Can-Am, Spyder, and Sea-Doo. Like them on Facebook or shop them online at Midwest Sports Center. On the road, off the road, or in the water, Midwest Sports Center has it all.
Halftime in Caruthersville as we have a score 20-14. Caruthersville with the lead. As we welcome you inside the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show, Andy Humphrey with you inside the regional radio studios as we now look at the highlights from this game so far as it sits at half, 20-14 Caruthersville, and it was the defense for the Tigers that found the first points of the game early in the first quarter. The Tigers converted the two-pointer to take an 8-0 lead, but the Lancers responded well as they drove down the field and finished off a scoring drive as Carson Fisher found Riley Nager. PAT was good to cut the Caruthersville lead to 8-7. Caruthersville came right back on the very next drive. Tigers missed the two-pointer there, so it remained 14-7. Late in the first quarter, St. Pius tied it back up. PAT made it 14-14, then with 4 minutes left in the half, Jermaine Alexander put Caruthersville ahead by six. That would end the scoring 20-14 in favor of Caruthersville at the half, and we will continue the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show with more highlights and more scores. Let's look at some other scores, in fact. St. Genevieve leading Central as they have started third quarter action on J98 right now. On AM 800 KREI, Farmington with the 9-0 lead on Festus as they have begun the third quarter. Kennett up on Potosi after the first half, 24-6. It's Jackson all over Sekeman, 49-0 at the half, and Fox leading Poplar Bluff, 28-17 at the half there as well. We'll continue the Midwest Sports Center halftime show after this on the MyMo Info Sports Stream. Stay with us.
Join the Jefferson County YMCA for our annual Thanksgiving Day 5K. Hi, this is Shelley Otek. Burn some calories before your holiday festivities begin with this fun run walk. The YMCA 5K is open to all ages, so bring the whole family. Contact the Y at 636-931-9622 for more information or to register today. So join the fun Thanksgiving Day for our annual run at the Jefferson County Family YMCA.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
Hi, it's Hannah. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, when you buy an LS tractor, you aren't getting the knockoff. You are getting to buy direct. Direct from the major brand maker, not the middleman. That's exactly why LS puts more standard features on the LS tractors and why you get the longer, better warranty with the best price. The best price because you won't be paying the middleman and you won't be paying those franchise fees. LS Tractor does offer the best warranty and buyer after buyer knows that to be true. When you buy an LS tractor from Kohl's Tractor, you are buying direct, because we buy direct. You aren't buying the knockoff that others claim. You are cutting out the middleman, plain and simple. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd with LS Tractors and Kohl's Tractor and Equipment.
See Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32, or give them a call at 573-756-4353. That's 573-756-4353. And don't forget to check them out on Facebook. Halftime in Caruthersville on the MIMO Info Sports Stream. Caruthersville up on St. Pius in the Class 2 District 1 semifinals by a score of 20-14. Andy Humphrey with you on your Midwest Sports Center halftime show. And as we continue our coverage here, we will look at the highlights from our J98 game. It's in the second half right now. St. Genevieve took a 15-8 lead into half. In the first quarter, the Dragons struck first with the air attack to take an early lead as Logan Gegg found Zach Boyer. Seven nothing Dragons after the PAT, but the Rebels found the answer later in the quarter after a long pass play to Blake Bowen. Central punched it in with Gage Mannion. Central went for two and made it to take an 8-7 lead. And then with the second quarter underway, St. Gen returned to the air. Jesse Kemper with the touchdown reception. St. Genevieve made the two-point conversion to take a 15-8 lead, and they took that lead into the halftime locker room. And you can tune into third quarter coverage right now on J98. Other scores around the area, Valley Catholic all over Malden, 61-0 at last check. Cape Central led at the half on Hillsboro, 34-8. That's on AM 1400 KJF Radio tonight. And Hayti all over St. Vincent at the moment by a score of 42-7, that game at the half as well. We'll continue the Midwest Sports Center halftime show on the MIMO Info Sports Stream as Caruthersville leads St. Pius by a score of 20-14.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a five-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package, which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-8255. 501-5371.
Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate has been the trusted real estate advisor for over 60 years in the mineral area. Hi, I'm Kim Hudson, owner of Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. No one has helped more people buy or sell real estate in our community than the agents at Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. We are proud of the community in which we live and serve. Contact us today for all your real estate needs. Find us on Facebook or online at coldwellbankerholsey.com. Coldwell Banker Holsey, we would love to be your realtor.
Eating good in the neighborhood at Applebee's sounds so good, doesn't it? Hi, I'm Amy Cousins, General Manager of Applebee's in Farmington. You and a friend can start with two side salads or an appetizer to share, then choose any two full-size entrees from the 2-for-20 dinner lunch menu. Or pick two items to create your own combo meal from the classic or signature lunch combo menu. Soups, salads, chicken fajita roll-up, clubhouse grill, or chicken tenders. There's so much to choose from, and it's all under $10. Dine in or call it in. Applebee's on Carsh Boulevard in Farmington.
We are back on the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show on the MIMO Info Sports Stream. Again, Caruthersville in the Class 2 District 1 semifinals, leading the St. Pius Lancers by a score of 20-14, just a few minutes away from starting the third quarter. We'll get you out to Brandon Pavlina once again in Caruthersville in just a moment. We'll talk first about what's going on AM 800 KREI. They have begun the third quarter in Farmington as the Knights lead 9-0 after the first half on the Festus Tigers. And we'll tell you how they got there. The first points of the game went to Farmington as they were scored on defense. Farmington then took the ball on the very next play, after the free kick, of course, after the safety, and added to the lead thanks to Caden Files. Nine nothing lead after the PAT, and that was all the scoring. Good defense by both clubs in the second quarter to keep the score at 9-0, and you can tune into the third quarter right now on our AM station, AM 800 KREI. Third quarter is underway on our other AM side, AM 1400 KJF, as Cape Central leads Hillsboro 34-8 in that other semifinal in Class 4 District 1. Winner gets either Farmington or Festus next week in the championship. Meanwhile, Kennett has added to their lead on Potosi 30-6 in the third quarter. It's Jackson all over Sekman. Sekman has scored, though. It's 49-6, and Fox led at the half against Poplar Bluff by a score of 28-17. That should do it for the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show. We will get you back out to Caruthersville and Brandon Pavlina as the St. Pius Lancers try to come from behind, currently trailing Caruthersville 20-14 to try and keep their season alive and move on to the championship in the Class 2 District 1 tournament next week. We'll send you out to the second half after this on the MIMO Info Sports Stream. Thanks for listening to the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show.
Gateway Motors in Fredericktown, Missouri invites you to come on down and let us help you find your next vehicle. Purchasing a car, SUV, or truck can be an overwhelming experience. The Gateway crew will help you find the right vehicle for your personal or family needs. We offer 24-month or less, no-interest loans for qualified buyers. Come on down to 509 Lincoln Drive and let us help you find a reliable vehicle that fits your wallet.
Info Sports Stream as we continue our coverage of St. Pius taking on Caruthersville. I'm Brandon Pavlina, glad to have you here in Caruthersville, Missouri at Hopke Field. Halftime here as we have just about a minute and a half remaining before they take the field for the start of the second half. 20-14 is the score. St. Pius is down by a touchdown, and they're able to rally after giving up the opening drive fumble return for a touchdown. They marched down the field twice, thanks in large parts to the passing game. Carson Fisher has been great here tonight. Let's take a look at some of those first half stats brought to you by Presbyterian Manor. Presbyterian Manor, the way you want to live. In that first half, Carson Fisher with 97 passing yards. He has one touchdown as well. And on the ground for St. Pius, it was Nate Rubel leading the way with 52 yards, but it was Michael Bollinger who had the 3-yard touchdown run. And then receiving-wise, Riley Nager was all over the field, 61 yards for Riley Nager through the air receiving, and he also has a 5-yard touchdown reception. On the other side for Caruthersville, Devin Russell, 38 yards through the air. Every single pass completed has been to Jermaine Alexander, who has all 38 yards on 5 receptions. On the ground, Jamarian Rogers has 32 yards on 6 carries, but it was Charles Tillman with the 52-yard touchdown run to start off the offensive attack for Caruthersville in the first quarter. That's been the big play, the 52-yard touchdown scamper from Charles Tillman, as also Jermaine Alexander, 4-yard touchdown run for Caruthersville. So those are your first half stats brought to you by Presbyterian Manor. As we get back to the start of the second half, I want to tell you thanks for Andy Humphrey back in the studio in the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show. Checking some of those scores from around the area brought to you by Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy, committed to improving the health of their patients and positively impacting the communities they serve. St. Pius has it teed up. They'll send it away. Caruthersville will receive the second half kickoff up by a touchdown. Ball's teed up. Approaching is the kicker, sending it away as it's a low bouncing kick, but it's going to be fielded by one of the upmen, and he falls on it as Marquand Bogan, the upman, just fell right on top of the ball. That's all you got to do. And Caruthersville will have great starting field position out at their on their own 35-yard line, and that's where they'll begin. Quick look at the offense for Caruthersville. Quarterback Devin Russell. Wide receivers are Dundee Hamilton, Charles Tillman, and Jermaine Alexander. Billy Cobb out there running routes as well. Jamarian Rogers is the tailback. Devin Russell, the quarterback. The offensive line, Kyrian Clowers, Jayshon Leach, Darnell Snoop Rogers, Romel Pittman, and Desmond Davis. As they go back to work with 3 receivers to the right, 1 to the left, Rogers, the tailback in the backfield. And no, once again, it's Charles Tillman who's running the show as he'll do a little wildcat, but he is going to be strung out and run backwards. As that time, much different result. Patrick Argana gets in the backfield and drops Tillman for a loss of about 5. And so after the 52-yard run for Tillman on his first carry, he goes backwards for 8 on his next 2, and that'll make it second down and long now. Second and 15 on the first play from scrimmage. Take a look at the defensive alignment for St. Pius in just a moment. But Caruthersville going quickly. 3 receivers to the left, 1 to the right. Rogers in the backfield with Russell in the shotgun. Rogers scanning the field. Snap is good. Play action pass. They'll throw it over the middle to Cobb, but it's going to be short and incomplete. And the defense reacted quickly. Michael Vonderhaar and Josh Rubel are there in the coverage. Riley Nager in the vicinity as well. Dundee Hamilton on the near side was running a straight fly route on the numbers, and perhaps a little fortunate that they didn't see him because a lot of daylight on the near side. Incomplete pass makes it now third down and 15. Russell in the shotgun with 3 receivers to the left. Rogers in the backfield. 1 receiver to the right. It's Tillman. Russell back to pass. They throw the quick screen route here to the near side to Hamilton. He makes the first man miss, gets out to the edge around the 40 before he's run out of bounds. Good gain of about 10 yards on the reception for Dundee Hamilton, but it's going to be well short of the first down as he gets run out of bounds. That'll make it fourth down at about 6. So a good opening possession for this defense of St. Pius. Here's how they align. The D-line is Patrick Argana, Tristan Jacobson, and Noah Lampros. The linebackers, Connor Harden, Nate Rubel, Michael Bollinger, Carson Fisher, and Michael Vonderhaar. In the secondary, Jonathan Lane, Riley Nager, and Josh Rubel. So Cobb is the punter for Caruthersville. It's a low snap, and he bobbles it, and now he's going to take off. Can he get to the first down line? It's going to be close. He's hit around the 45, and he's driven backwards, and it looks like he's going to be short of the line to gain. It's going to be awfully close. It's going to depend on the spot. The near side referee looks to have given him a little bit of extra room, The far side referee was a little bit short. And indeed, it's going to be short. Turnover on downs. They needed to get to about the 46-yard line, but could only get to about the 44. So the low snap punt botch ends up as a fake punt as Cobb tried to take it himself. He did make one man miss and had a chance, but ultimately that Pius defense stood tall. What a play there to start off the half. 30 seconds in, Pius comes out. Two receivers to either side, three in the backfield. And they go to the deep man, Rubel. A little of the head of steam. He'll have about 3 yards on the first carry of the second half for Josh Rubel, who I mentioned coming out of halftime. He had 52 yards on the ground in that first half. Starts off the second half with a nice carry of, make it closer to 4 yards. Second down and six. 20-14 the score. Caruthersville still up by a touchdown. Two receivers to either side. To the far side, it's Vonderhaar. To the near side, it's Nager. Three running backs in the backfield, and they go to Bollinger. And he'll rumble ahead past the 40, short gain of about 2 or 3 yards. And that's all they ask him to do. They give it to the – he's listed as a running back, but that is a big running back back there as Bollinger just falls forward for a couple of yards, and it's now a third and manageable at third down at about 3 or 4 yards to go. Bollinger in that first half had right around 15 yards, but he did have a big fumble as well. They go up quickly, tight formation, and they go to Rubel, deep man in the backfield. He's hit near the line of scrimmage, and he'll be brought down short of the line to gain. Just a short pickup there for Rubel of about 2 yards, and it'll make it fourth down and a yard and a half to go. From the opponent's 35-yard line, they need to get to right around the 34. As we wind under 2 minutes gone here in the second half of action, 9:45 as Pius comes up quickly. Fourth down and a yard and a half to go. Under center is Fisher. Tight formation, and they go to Rubel in the deep man. And he falls forward. Does he have enough? It's going to be close. Looks like the referees are right on that line to gain, right at about the 34-yard line. Waiting to see a hand signal. This may require a measurement. This is going to be close. No, they say first down. So it's a Coldwell Banker Halsey Real Estate first down as they go to Rubel, and he is able to fall forward for 2 yards, and that keeps the chains moving for St. Pius, and they could really use a score here on this drive after Caruthersville forced a punt on their opening possession here of the second half, but then a bad snap, and it winds up being a turnover on downs as Cobb tried to recover the botched snap on the punt, tried to run it himself for the first down, but he was tackled short. So Pius got the ball back on their opponent's side of the field and took them 4 plays, but they do have a first down, and now they're in business. Tight formation. Looks like it's Riley Nager who's got his hand on the dirt on the right side. Three backs in the backfield, and they go to Bollinger with a head of steam, and he is going to get about 5 or 6 yards. As Pius getting back to what they like to do. They had to come out, spread it out wide, sling it around a little bit early on. But now they're getting back to their brand of football, lining it up and running it right down their opponent's throat. So it's second down and 4 now from inside the opponent's 30-yard line, right around the 28. 8:45 left here in the third. Fisher from under center, tight formation. They go to Rubel to the left. Rubel tries to bounce outside. Now he cuts it back in, and he is hit, but he keeps on going, and he'll have a great carry out to about the 14-yard line, as that's a nice pickup there of about 10 yards. Taken down by Cobb, but not before getting another Coldwell Banker Halsey Real Estate first down. Nate Rubel. The nice carry. He cut it outside. It was looking to bounce it, but then put his foot in the ground, cut back to pick up about 10. First and 10 now from the 14. Fisher goes to the deep man, and actually this time it's going to be Bollinger who gets the handoff. To the right side, he'll go for a short gain of 3. Stays ahead of the stick, says that'll set up a second down and 7. So Bollinger here to start the half. He's got himself about 10 yards on this drive. as Pius not throwing the ball here to start the second half, as now they'll spread it out a little bit. Receivers to either side with three backs in the backfield, and they're going to hand it off to the fullback. And some confusion there. Looks like perhaps the play was blown dead before it even began. And the ball was fumbled on the play. My goodness, what happened? Some confusion on the field as they tried to run a simple fullback dive, but it looked like the exchange was botched. Nobody really moved, and seemingly the ball hit the turf. But ultimately, Caruthersville has possession. So it's a fumble for St. Pius on a very strange sequence. But it ends with Caruthersville with possession. Wow, what a turn of events. From their own 15, they're going to run it. And it's a nice carry right out of the gate for Rogers as he gets up near the first down line. Carry of 9 yards for Jamarian Rogers. Boy, this bizarre sequence. They ran the play. They handed the ball off to the fullback. But it looked almost as though the front line for St. Pius didn't know the ball had been snapped. And so as a result, no one was really moving on the play, and Caruthersville was able to jump on the loose football. It ends up being a first down gain for Rogers. First and 10 now as they go back to Rogers. Hand off up the gut. He'll have a short gain of about 3 yards. Out to near the 26-yard line. 7:05 left here in the third quarter. Caruthersville still up by a touchdown. 20-14 the score, as they just got possession back on a bizarre fumble after Pius was driving down the field. So Rogers with a couple of carries, now second down and 8. Three receivers to the right, one to the left, Russell in the shotgun. Hard count there. Now they set it back up to see what the defense is running. They'll put Rogers now in the pistol behind the quarterback, Russell. Snap, speed option to the right. Russell keeps, breaks a tackle. He's out past the 30 before he gets hit, and he's still going. Out near the 34 before he's run out of bounds on the far sideline, and that's going to be enough for a first down. Boy, that is a hard guy to bring to the turf. He got hit a few times, but he kept those legs moving, and he's rewarded for his effort, as that's about 9 yards on the pickup, and it's enough for a Coldwell Banker Halsey Real Estate first down. Reminder that at the end of the game, we'll name our Patsy's Furniture Pileup of the Game, our Serenity Hospice Care Play of the Game, and our Applebee's of Farmington Player of the Game. So they're going to run a wildcat formation for a moment, but now Russell will jog his way back toward the quarterback position. Rogers in the backfield, two receivers to either side. Alexander in motion, high snap, but they're able to pull it in and hand it off to Rogers, and he's going to be met quickly. And he'll be taken down for no gain. So Rogers, for the first time in a long time, goes backwards on a run. And that'll make it second down and 10. Caruthersville with possession on their own 34-yard line. 5:35 remaining here in the third quarter. Caruthersville leading by a touchdown. Gilster Mary Lee presents all of our drive recaps here tonight. Gilster Mary Lee hiring Class A CDL drivers and graduates. Benefits and bonuses. Call Mike Welker at 1-800-851-5371. As a false start called on Caruthersville, they lined up in the shotgun trying to pass it again, looked like, but I think it was a receiver that jumped off sides, and that'll send Caruthersville back once again. And so for explosive as this game started out, with four touchdowns in the first quarter, only one touchdown since then, as these two teams are starting to slug it out a bit here in the second half. Second and 15, now backed up inside their own 30. Russell running it, thought about throwing it, and he is going to be taken down in the backfield. Coming up to make the tackle on the play is Michael Argana, as he got in the backfield and laid a hit on Russell. Looked like they were trying to run almost like an RPO as Russell was running out to the near side. Thought about throwing out a screen, but He keeps, he ducks, and he gets hit and taken down. And now it's going to be third down and 19. 4:30 left here in the third quarter. St. Pius still trailing by six. Caruthersville with a third and long. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Rogers in the backfield with Russell. Russell from the shotgun, play action pass, looking short. Now he goes long. Jump ball, and it's picked off. Josh Rubel skies for the interception. He was matching Dundee Hamilton stride for stride. And Josh Rubel goes up, gets two big paws on the football, and he comes down with it. A huge interception here at this stage of the game as St. Pius will take possession back, trailing by six with 4:14 remaining here in the third. Huge play right there. Depending on how things shake out on this drive, that could end up being our Serenity Hospice Care play of the game. Serenity Hospice Care, peace of mind when it matters most, serenityhospicecare.org. The Lancers with possession, they hand it to Rubel up the gut. He's got about 4 yards as it'll make it second down and six. So an interception by Devin Russell as he just lofted one that kind of hung up a bit. Dundee Hamilton was going stride for stride with Rubel, but Rubel put his foot in the ground first and skied to get to the high point of the football, and he pulled it down. Just a great play defensively. We've seen a few of those tonight from both sides. Second down and six as the Lancers come up. Tight formation. They go to the deep man, Bollinger, and he's able to rumble ahead for a few yards. That'll set up a third down and short. As Bollinger gets 3 yards, and that'll set up a third down and three. So they just line it up and go. Bollinger on one side, Rubel on the other. The lead back is Lampros, and they just run it right at you. Let's see if Caruthersville can respond. From the 45 going in, third and three, they go to Rubel. And he is hit, and he is going to be dragged down near the line of scrimmage. A very short pickup of maybe a yard. And as a result, that's going to make it fourth down. So a big play there by this Caruthersville defense. As some penetration by that defensive line, Desmond Davis and Darnell Rogers getting in there to make the play. Fourth down and two. 2:40 remaining here in the third quarter. St. Pius trying to convert on fourth down. They come up, tight formation. Under center they go. The handoff to the deep man, Bollinger. He's met, but he pushes ahead. Will he have enough? It's going to be close. From the spot, it looks like he's got enough. Waiting for a signal from the referees, but from my vantage point, I think he's got it. Referee standing on the line. He's looking down the line. And, ooh, they're going to call for a measurement for the first time here tonight. They've been eyeballing it and giving it to these teams seemingly tonight. But here they're going to measure this one as Bollinger with a miraculous effort on the carry. He was hit back around the 45-yard line when he was handed the football, but he bounced off a couple of tacklers and kept his legs moving to get near this first down line. So they got the marker down. They're going to measure it, and it's a first down by, boy, that's about a 3-football length of a first down. Not sure they needed to measure that one, but giving the chain gang a little bit of a workout over there and keeping the drive alive as St. Pius gets a Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate first down. 2.5 minutes left here in the third quarter. 20-14, St. Pius trails Caruthersville. Great finish brewing here. Don't go anywhere. As Pius comes up, tight formation. The up man is Lampros. The two men deep are Rubel and Bollinger. They pitch to Rubel going left. Looking to get to the corner. He's got a couple of blockers in front. But a great play by Devin Russell, the safety, to come flying in and stop Rubel's path because he had a couple of defenders or a couple of blockers out in front of him. If he could have gotten past the safety, Russell, he had nothing but blockers and daylight ahead of him. Great play by Devin Russell to chop down Rubel on a gain of about four. And now it's second down and six. The Lancers still in that tight formation. As Fisher's going to go to Rubel to the left side. The handoff. Rubel falls forward for about 3 yards. And that'll set up a third down and short. After the success that they had throwing the football in that first quarter, thought we might see more of it here in the second half, but to this point, they're getting back to their grinded-out football where they like to just line them up and run it right at you. And they were had a great drive going, but the fumble on their first possession here of the half put a stop to that. And now a big third down coming up here. Third and four going in on the 35. Fisher under center, and he's going to run play-action pass. He's got a man wide open. It's complete. Josh Rubel has one man to beat, and he is taken down. Jermaine Alexander with a great play to stop it for a short gain, but it's still enough for a first down. Looks like about 5 yards there. Fisher to Josh Rubel, his second catch of the day. He's got 12 yards now. That five-yard pickup is just enough for a first down, and that's how it works. You lull them to sleep with that tight formation, running the ball, run a little play action. You could find a man wide open. First and 10 now from the 28 going in. Fisher under center, receivers out wide. They go to Lampros, the up back, and he is just going to fall right over the center for maybe a yard. He's had a couple of carries here today, three by my count for 15 yards, does Lampros. Clock winding under 15 seconds. Would imagine that'll be all for the third quarter. As these two teams, after coming out guns blazing, it has been a battle since then. 20-14 is the score as the clock hits zero in the third quarter. Fourth quarter action coming your way next with St. Pius trailing by 6 points. It's going to be a great finish brewing here. Don't miss it. We'll be back in just a moment here on the MIMO Info Sports Stream.
The leaves are turning, temperatures are falling, and the flavors of the holidays have returned to Prairie Farms. Prairie Farms flavored milks add a delightful taste to the holidays. Flavors like chocolate custard, maple pecan, sugar cookie, chocolate mint, and holiday custard. And don't forget their delicious eggnog. No holiday table would be complete without sour cream, dips, cottage cheese, and ice cream. Prairie Farms, dedicated farmers, happy cows, and good milk.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Fall is here, and winter is on the way. This is Randy from Gifford Lumber Company in Farmington, and we're always ready to help you get what you need no matter what the season may be. Plumbing, electrical, hardware, lumber, tools, and so much more. Stop by and see us. Check the Makita, Yeti, and Traeger Grill inventory. We're Gifford Lumber Company, and we're hometown proud, located on Potosi Street in Farmington.
Gifford Lumber Company in Farmington, hometown proud.
Welcome back in here on the MIMO Info Sports Stream from Caruthersville. You've got St. Pius and the Caruthersville Tigers battling it out. Fourth quarter action as we get underway. St. Pius trailing by a touchdown. They have it second down and 9 going in on the 35. They go to Bollinger, the deep man, and he's going to fall forward for about 3 or 4 yards as they get down inside the 25-yard line with that carry. Bollinger has just been picking him up 3-4 yards at a time. His longest carry of the day, just 6 yards. So he is just grinding out those yardage right up the gut for this Pius team. And they certainly will need it here late in the game as we're 30 seconds into it now after one play. Third down and about 6 to go. The Lancers with a tight formation as they are going to hand it off to the deep man, Rubel. Rubel with some momentum will get out near the 20-yard line, right around exactly the 20-yard line. And that'll set up a fourth down and 2. So they just keep grinding it out 3-4 yards at a time. A couple of four-yard carries. Makes it fourth down and 2. Huge play here. It's about where St. Pius was stopped up when they fumbled the ball on their last possession. But a chance here to perhaps take the lead. They only trail by 6. The Lancers come up on the football. Tight formation. Fourth down and 3. They play action it. They throw it to Rubel. Pass is caught. He makes the man miss. A little shimmy move, and he's down inside the 5. Josh Rubel been playing second fiddle tonight to his brother Nate, But right there, Josh with a huge pitch and catch for about 15 yards, gets down inside the 5-yard line, and it's first and goal, St. Pius. That was a huge play in that moment. And this Caruthersville team's going to have to figure out how to stop that play-action pass. First and goal now from the 5. They go to the deep man, Rubel, and he'll pick up a few inside the 5 down to about the 3. Maybe even the 2 as Rubel gets them a step closer. He's up over 20 carries now on the night, 21 by my count, as he is closing in on 80 yards here this evening. 10:05 on the clock. Tight formation, Fisher under center. To the deep man they go once more. Rubel inside the 5, down to the 1, and they say he's down. At the 1-yard line, Nate Rubel stopped up after a pickup of only 2. Third down and goal from the 1-yard line. Who's going to blink? We wind the clock under 10 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. St. Pius trailing by a touchdown. 20-14 the score. From the 1-yard line, St. Pius comes up. Third down and 1 from the 1. Snap and going ahead and all on his own, the quarterback Fisher, and he barrels his way into the end zone. Touchdown. From the 1-yard line, it's a quarterback sneak as Carson Fisher gets in behind his big offensive line up front. And they give him the push to get into the end zone. And now extra point pending could give St. Pius the lead here in the fourth quarter. 20 all the score, 9:25 left here in the fourth after the score. And the PAT is pending. The snap is good. The hold is late, but it's good. And the kick is good. 21-20, St. Pius has taken the lead. We'll see how Caruthersville responds. Big play right there. And we'll call that 1-yard touchdown punch in our pileup of the game. And it's brought to you by Patsy's Furniture. Patsy's Furniture, you'll love to shop at Patsy's in Park Hills. What a turn of events. Pius got possession after Caruthersville had to punt on their opening possession of the half. St. Pius marched down the field but then fumbled on a bizarre play. And that kept Pius out of the end zone and off the scoreboard in the second half. But then on their very next possession, they march it all the way down the field and they punch it in on a 1-yard touchdown run by the quarterback, Carson Fisher. It's his first carry of the night, and what a time for it is. Just falls forward behind those big boys up front, John Meyer, Tommy Schweigert, and Tristan Jacobson with a big push. And now the kickoff back the other way, low line drive, and it's going to roll out of bounds on the far sideline. And that'll set up Caruthersville with some good possession or good real estate to start their drive. After the game, we'll have an abbreviated post-game show before we send you back on over to the Home Pools and Spas end zone show. So got a little bit of a drive to get to. Heading on back up to the Farmington area after this one. So the kick out of bounds is going to put the ball on the 35-yard line for Caruthersville. And they exploded for a 52-yard touchdown back in the first quarter. But they've been quiet since then, and now it's going to be a re-kick, looks like. As maybe they want to give one of those men back there, Jermaine Alexander, Charles Tillman, a chance. They also got Dundee Hamilton smack dab in the middle. Tell you what, put the ball in Charles Tillman's hand. That young man can flat out fly. So if I'm the Pius Lancers, I'm keeping it away from number 10. But truth be told, they got speed to burn on a lot of different positions. Jermaine Alexander is the near side returner. He was the one who picked up that fumble and ran it back for a touchdown back in the first quarter. He showed off the legs on that one, so pick your poison, really. St. Pius now backed up. They'll send it away from their own 35-yard line now. They've gone with a short pooch punt or pooch kick on the first couple of times, and they'll do it again. On the ground it rolls right around the 35. It's picked up going with the ball and running men over. Oh, my goodness. The carry is all the way out to the 45-yard line. It's Kieran Clowers. Holy cow. Oh, my goodness. Kieran Clowers, one of the up men. He got the ball and he took off like a man possessed. And he met the first Lancer he saw and he put him into the ground. He may have to get a shovel out to go dig that man out of the dirt. Holy cow. What a return, and it's a great one. As Caruthersville now will start on their opponent's side of the field at the 45. My goodness. That was a big guy running with the football. Caruthersville spreads it out wide. They send Alexander in motion to the near side, but they hand it to Rogers. Rogers gets past the first level, breaks through an arm tackle, and now he'll be hit, and he'll be taken down as Nate Rubel in on the tackle. But a good gain on first down for Caruthersville as Jamarian Rogers gets about 8 yards on the tote, and that'll set up a second down and two. Look, you can say all you want about the effort from Kieran Clowers, because that's what stood out, the effort on that return. And ultimately, it winds up putting Caruthersville in great starting field position, but unfortunately now, Kieran Clowers a little slow to get up, as he was having a hard time moving around after that big return. And now he's a little shaken up. So we'll take a quick timeout. We'll come back in just a moment. Actually, no, we'll keep it stuck right here. Derek Hankins, our guy back in the studio, spinning the dials. Going to throw him for a loop right there. As looking like Clowers will be able to get off the field on his own power, but he's certainly favoring. Looks like that left leg. So he might have just gotten hit a little funny. But worth it to give his team great starting field position. Looks like it might just be some cramping as they'll stretch him out on the sidelines. So it's second down and two. 8:30 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Game winding down to a great finish. Lancers up by one. They send Alexander in motion to the right side, and they give it to Rogers up the gut. Rogers spinning. He's brought down after a short gain of about a yard. And that'll make it now third down and one. So far here tonight, these two teams have been trading blows all night long. That first quarter was a whirlwind. Four touchdowns in the blink of an eye. But since then, just two touchdowns on the board. One in the second half here, the other at the end of the first half. Four receivers, but too tight to the formation. As Russell's going to take the snap and keep it himself, and he's going to barrel ahead and get out past the 35-yard line, and he'll have enough for the first down. Only needed three on the carry, and that's exactly what Russell got. As from just inside the 35-yard line, Caruthersville now has a first and 10. And it looks like they're trying to get Kieran Clowers back out there. He's working out that leg on the sideline. We'll see if he can get healthy enough to go out there. They had to bring in a substitute on the left side. Another lights situation here in the parking lot where someone has their lights turned on toward the field. 7:38 remaining here in the fourth quarter. St. Pius leads by one, 21-20. Caruthersville with possession, first and 10. Driving inside the 35-yard line. Get the lights situation figured out, and we resume play. They got two receivers to the left. They send Alexander in motion. They fake to him. They give to Rogers up the gut, and Rogers will be brought down, but not after a good gain of about 2 or 3 yards. As Argana in on the tackle in the defensive line, Patrick Argana makes the tackle. Rogers with just a few on the first carry. 3 yards, they say. Second down and seven. Clock winds to 7 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter. Lancers lead by one. Big part of this equation is that Caruthersville doesn't have a kicker. They have gone for two every time. Russell back to throw. to the near side they go, and it's caught, but Tillman, after making the catch, he goes right to the ground as he can't keep his footing. So a tough break there as Caruthersville completes the pass out wide, but for a loss as they'll lose a yard or two, and that'll make it third down and eight. And now back out there is Kerryon Clowers as they're able to get him back into the game, and that's certainly much to the relief of many of the fans in attendance here. Caruthersville and Company getting loud. Halfway through the fourth quarter, 6:10 on the clock, third down and eight. Two receivers to either side. To the right, it's Tillman and Cobb, and now a timeout will be called. As Caruthersville needs to blow it dead in order to decide what they want to do here on third and about eight. Quick timeout, 30 seconds. We'll be back in a moment here on the MIMO Info Sports Stream.
Everybody loves Mario's Italia. They serve the best Italian food in the area. Pizza, pasta, salad, sub sandwiches, calzones, and my personal favorite, the stromboli. Huge, large portions with the freshest ingredients. You'll be satisfied with all of their choices. Check out their full menu online at mariositalia.com. Dine in or have it delivered, or have them cater your next special event. Serving lunch and dinner 7 days a week, Mario's Italia, located in the factory at the corner of 1st and A Streets in downtown Farmington.
Welcome back in here, just off the campus of Caruthersville High School. I'm Brandon Pavlina. We got a great finish brewing here. Fourth quarter, it's a one-point game. St. Pius leads 21-20 over Caruthersville. But Caruthersville has possession and they're driving. Third down and eight, going in on the 32. Doubles to either side, Russell back to pass. Looking up the seam, and the pass is caught. A spinning, miraculous catch by Dundee Hamilton. As he came flying out of the backfield, ran right up the numbers, and Russell put it right on him. And Hamilton spun around and made the catch. What a play for the first down. But a player for St. Pius injured on the play. And that's a big one, as I believe it's Josh Rubel who is down on the field after the collision on that reception. So we're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll continue our coverage after Caruthersville gets themselves a first down on a great pitch and catch. And they're driving now at the 20-yard line with 6 minutes to go, halfway through the quarter here in the fourth. You're going to want to stick around. We got a great finish brewing. One-point game, 21-20. The Lancers over the Tigers here in Caruthersville. Quick timeout. We'll be back here on the MIMO Info Sports Stream.
Can you believe the McDonald's Happy Meal is 40 years old? What's your favorite Happy Meal memory growing up? McDonald's wants to know. Share your favorite memory and you could win a surprise Happy Meal collector's box or 40 free Happy Meal gift cards. To be eligible, share your story between November 3rd and 11th at anniversarycontest.com. That's anniversarycontest.com. You have to be 18 to enter. Share your favorite Happy Meal story and you could be a winner.
This is Dr. Karen Melton at Hearing Care Partners. We hope you don't miss a single thing this sports season. Stop by for a free hearing screening so you'll hear every play and the person sitting right next to you. One of the best parts of the game is chatting with old friends and making new ones. We wish all our local players a safe and healthy sports season. It's Hearing Care Partners. Find us online at hearingcarepartners.com.
We're back here at Caruthersville as first down and 10 from the 20-yard line goes backwards for the Tigers. We're at the halfway point of the fourth quarter. That's a big play right there coming out of the timeout. Josh Rubel was able to get to the sidelines under his own power, but that's a big loss for this Pius defense. Their sophomore leader in the middle, Nate Rubel, hobbled on the sideline, but a big play on the first play from out of the timeout. 3-yard loss. It's second and 13. Caruthersville with possession. They're driving on their opponent's 24-yard line. Russell in the shotgun. Fakes the pass. Fakes the run. And now the pass is incomplete. Trying to get it to Jermaine Alexander on the slant. Ran a little play action. Russell put it near him, but Alexander just couldn't quite pull it in. And that'll make it third down and 13. 1 point game. St. Pius leads 21-20. 5:08 remaining here in the quarter. It's a big play right here. You got to get it back to a manageable fourth down if you don't convert and get the first. Third and 13. Russell directing traffic. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. And the snap is low, and Russell picks it up. And now he's going to try to run it, but he's not going to find any daylight as he is hit and taken down for a loss. Riley Nager in the mix. Carson Fisher in there as well as they blow it up in the backfield and drive Russell backward. And now fourth down and forever. Fourth down and about 16 yards to go. As the clock continues to wind, 4 minutes and 40 seconds on the clock. As Caruthersville will need to go quickly here. They've only got two timeouts left, but the clock a factor now. They're going to go for it on fourth down and 16. Two receivers to either side. Russell in the shotgun. Rodgers in the backfield. Snap is good. Russell back to throw. Looking deep downfield. He goes over the top to Tillman. And Tillman can't make the catch. It's incomplete. They threw up the jump ball in the end zone. And Tillman was there and had a chance, but he ultimately couldn't get his hands on the ball as it falls incomplete. And that's a turnover on down. So that's a huge play right there. For now, that could very well be our play of the game. We'll find out. Player is down in the end zone for St. Pius. I believe it's Riley Nager, but he's just a little shaken up. They're just stretching him out. As looks like everything's going to be all right down there. 4:11 remaining. St. Pius with a one-point lead. What a game it's been. These two teams have been duking it out all night long. Caruthersville with a big fumble return for a touchdown to start the game, but Pius has just been hanging around. 1 point the difference here with 4 minutes and 11 seconds to go. Essentially, St. Pius just needs to get a couple of first downs and they can all but write this one off and head to the district championship. Caruthersville, after having won district championship in the last two seasons, trying to reach the championship once again. But it's a much taller task now here with just 4 minutes and 11 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. Just giving away possession and only two timeouts remaining. It's really going to come down to these first few plays. And actually, no, Nager was not the hindered party. I believe it was Jonathan Lane who's getting helped up off now. The defensive back and senior. Some guys just cramping up down there or legs getting tied up. See some pickle juice getting flown around down there. It's always helpful for those cramps. Doesn't taste all that great. So first and 10, St. Pius takes over on their own 27-yard line. They lead by a point and really just need a few first downs to put this one away. They come up in the tight formation, and they're going to give it up the gut. And the ball's on the ground. Ball's on the ground, and it's recovered by Caruthersville. They handed it off to Bollinger in the backfield, and he was hit hard, and the ball came loose, and Caruthersville has got it. Oh, my goodness. Michael Bollinger has now had two huge fumbles in the game, and that one's a backbreaker right there as Caruthersville, after just giving possession away, they find a way to get it back. The first down carry, Bollinger gets hit hard, and he loses the handle, and Caruthersville is right there to fall on it. Believe the play was made by the big D lineman, Desmond Davis. And Bollinger is shaken up on the play as he is slow to get to the sideline. Really favoring that right leg. His left leg looks to be in some serious pain. He's got that brace on the knee, and he can hardly put any weight on it as they help him to the sidelines. Maybe that is part of the reason why he lost the handle, getting injured on the play. So As it stands, it's a fumble by Bollinger, his second of the day, and that keeps the hopes for Caruthersville alive as they get second life, first down and 10 from the 27-yard line, going in. Substitutions being made. Nate Rubel, back out there on defense for St. Pius, so that's important. As Caruthersville comes up, doubles to either side. Russell, the quarterback, he fakes the give, and now he takes it himself. Up the gut, he's got a first down and more. Inside the 10, inside the 15, and not quite to the 10. I said the 10 initially. He was inside the 15, down to the 11. So they run the option play, and Russell, with his best run of the day, gets a first down on a 12-yard carry. Actually, that's more like 16 yards, they call it. And it's now first and 10 from the 11. 3:45 to go here in the fourth quarter. St. Pius leads by one. Caruthersville driving with possession. From the shotgun, Russell fakes the give. He's going to keep it himself again. Trying to get to the outside. And he gets to the edge, and he's got the touchdown! Devin Russell gets to the outside. Was waiting for a block. The defensive back made a misstep. And that was all Russell needed to get to the pylon as he turned on the jets. And he hits the end zone. Touchdown, Caruthersville. 3:30 remaining in the game. Caruthersville now leads 26-21. A flag is down on the field, but it came after the play, perhaps on the celebration. Boy, that was a heck of a play. Devin Russell ran the speed option and kept the ball to the outside. Looked like a couple of Pius defenders maybe had a chance. But ultimately, he was able to get to the edge, and when you allow that to happen, whether it's Russell, whether it's Alexander or Tillman, these guys have shown tonight when you give them the edge, they're going to make it hurt as they have found the end zone again here late, and it all comes after the huge fumble by Bollinger on the previous possession. So the flag, still waiting to see the call. I think they're going to take it on the ensuing kickoff. So two-point try upcoming. This is big right here to make it a seven-point game. Russell from the shotgun. He's going to keep it himself. To the right he goes, and he barrels in, and he is into the end zone for the two-point conversion. Devin Russell puts the team on his back here in the fourth quarter. He gets the touchdown run. And now he gets the two-point conversion. And now Caruthersville leads by seven, 28-21. Wow, what a change of events. They went from having, did the Lancers, possession and a chance to just run the clock out if they could get a couple of first downs. But a huge fumble. And just two plays later, Caruthersville finds its way into the end zone. First, it's a 16-yard run by Russell. And then it's an 11-yard touchdown scamper for Devin Russell to give Caruthersville a seven-point lead here in the fourth quarter. What an unbelievable turn of events. 3:31 remains on the clock here in the fourth quarter. A seven-point difference. Pius showed that they can get up and down the field quickly with the passing game as they've got Rubel and Nager deep to return. Deep kick, and it's Josh Rubel back to get it. Trying to come to the near side. He's looking for the edge. He gets it for a moment, and he'll be taken down out of bounds at the 33-yard line. So a good return, and they'll call it the 32. So 68 yards to go for the St. Pius Lancers to try to keep their season alive, now trailing by a touchdown and an extra point. 7 points the difference, 3:24 remaining in the game. What a finish we got brewing here. So the Lancers, they passed for almost 100 yards in the first half, but have not completed a pass since. First play, they hand it to Rubel, the deep man. Makes the first man miss, and he's out past the 40 before he's taken down. 12 yards on the first carry for Nate Rubel, the sophomore. And the Coldwell Banker Halsey Real Estate first down has the chains moving. Big play right there. Clock winding. 3:10 on the clock. Pius now from the 42-yard line, their own 42. Got to watch for the play-action pass if you're this Caruthersville defense. They go to Rubel again, but this time he's met and taken down immediately. No gain on the play. And it'll be 2nd and 10. Clock winds under 3 minutes now. 2:45 remaining here in the quarter. Remaining here in the game. From their own 42-yard line, St. Pius with possession. They do have all three timeouts left, but they trail a touchdown. 7 points the difference. Two receivers to the right, one to the left, two backs in the backfield. Fisher back to throw. Rolls out, pass over the middle, and it is caught! What an unbelievable catch by Michael Bollinger as he spun around and he was blasted as he caught that pass. But he pulled it in somehow. Oh, my goodness. Let me just say, I didn't even realize he was back out there on the field because I thought he was for sure done for the rest of the day with how he was hobbling off. But he gets back out there, and he makes perhaps the catch of the night. 1st and 10 now on the opponent's side of the field from the 42. Fisher under center. He's going to go to the deep man. It's Rubel. Rubel, short gain, about 2 yards, and he's taken down. Don't you touch that dial. Don't you leave wherever you're at listening and to this game because you're not going to want to miss this finish. 2nd down and 9 from right around the 40-yard line. 40 yards to go. 1:40 on the clock. Fisher under center, back to throw. Over the middle, Nager trying to get over the top. Ball is batted in the air and it's picked. Flag down, but Dundee Hamilton has the ball. Flag is down. Dundee Hamilton makes a man miss, and he runs it all the way back to the 40. But there are multiple flags down on the play, and I would imagine this is going to come back and be pass interference on Caruthersville. Man is down on the field as a big hit on the back of the play. Has a Pius Lancer down. I didn't see it, but a lot of players gathering around quickly. That must have been a ferocious hit. As a flag is down, flags are all over the place. They might have called one on the block, but I think the call that's going to matter the most is that I think they're going to call pass interference on the Caruthersville defense. Jimmy Jackson, the head coach of the Tigers, not happy with whatever is going to happen here. He's already voicing his frustration. My goodness, could not have asked for a better ball game here tonight. These two teams are just taking swings at each other, and neither one of them batting an eye. So the man who was shaken up is sophomore Tommy Schweigert, the right guard, as he is going to be helped to the sideline. Never like to see one of the big guys up front get hurt. Especially not here late in the game. That could be a bit problematic for this Pius team if they're going to try to continue throwing the football here. Got to make sure that protection stays stout. So a conversation with the referees. Let's see how this plays out. As all 5 Zebras gathered up together right around the 35-yard line. They're herding some grass out there. And assistant coaches from both sides barking at the referees, trying to plead their case. Ultimately, it's pass interference on the defense. And that'll be the call that matters, as it'll be 15 yards from the spot that that last play started. So that's going to put the ball down around the 20-yard line for St. Pius. 28-21 is the score. St. Pius trailing by a touchdown. And now, only about 20 yards to go to hit Pater. And now the referees will escort Jimmy Jackson out to the middle of the field as he wanted an explanation, but now they're going to say, no, you got to head back to the sidelines. He's not happy. I'll tell you what, Jimmy Jackson played football at a high level at Division I college. Tend to lean toward guys with that kind of experience when they see something like that down on the field. But look, I thought almost immediately that should have been pass interference because Nager may have had a chance to get over the top of the safety. And so it's pass interference and, I believe, unnecessary roughness. Both penalties, yeah, so it's pass interference is the first call. The second call is an illegal chop block or an illegal crack block. So I think that's what it was more so, or blindsided a player for essentially no particular reason. Happens sometimes out there. You're just flying around, want to hit somebody. Sometimes you just catch somebody with their head turned, but it's the right call on the penalty. Regardless, it's first and 10 from the 26-yard line. St. Pius, 26 yards to go to score and give themselves a chance to extend the game. Two receivers to the right, one to the left, two in the backfield. Fisher under center, and he's going to hand it to Rubel. Rubel is going to be hit, and he's going to be taken down for virtually no gain. Clock winding, minute 15 on the clock. 7 points the difference. Want to welcome in our folks who are listening to all of our regional radio stations. Those of you who are tuned in on J98, those of you who are on AM 800 KREI, and those of you who are over on AM 1400 KJEF. We got a good one brewing here. 28-21, St. Pius trails, but they have the ball under a minute to go. They lob it up deep, Rubel, and it's knocked away. That ball was floated up there. Devin Russell, the defensive back, was in the vicinity, had a chance to pick it off, but instead he makes the smart play, just knocks it down, and they'll live to see another day. Third down and 9, 47 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. St. Pius trails 28-21, but they have possession, and they're going in on the 25-yard line. They were able to hit Riley Nager in the first half for some big plays over the top, able to use his 6'6" frame. We'll see if they decide to go to him again. He's got one-on-one coverage on the far side. Two receivers to the left, and they pitch it out wide. And they're throwing it. Lampros throws it deep. It's caught in the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown, St. Pius. They run the pitch out wide to Noah Lampros, and he drops back to pass, and he launches it up 25 yards into the back of the end zone. Riley Nager goes up, and he comes down with the catch. Oh, my goodness. What an unbelievable play. Oh, what an unbelievable execution. Oh, my goodness. That is one for the ages, folks. As with just 45 seconds on the clock, they run a halfback pitch. Halfback pass, and they find Pater from 25 yards out. Folks, I can't even tell you what the pass was that Noah Lampros just lofted into the end zone. That's about as good as you could ask for from a non-quarterback throwing the football, and he put it on the money. And Riley Nager, who has just been lights out all game long, catching passes. He had a touchdown in the first half to go along with 61 yards. Now, a 25-yard touchdown reception, and the PAT pending is the potential equalizer. It's still a one-point game, 28-27. Everything rides on the extra point. 28-27, 38.7 on the clock. Oh, my goodness. What a night, what a game, what a play. What guts to call that. 38.7 seconds, And Pius lining it up in a bit of a funky formation here. And now a timeout taken by Caruthersville as they lined up with the line set up to the left of the formation. The center was all alone by himself with one man in the backfield, and they had a receiver split out wide. So Pius may be thinking about trying to go for two to get the win. Well, you make a play call, like a halfback pass. Showing your guts. Hey, you know what? They may just be saying, let's go for it. The Pius defense has been great all night long, so you can certainly trust them late in the ball game. But Caruthersville just has such a potent offense and so many big-time playmakers. And maybe they just want to try to put a bookend on this one here with the two-point conversion. It's been an elongated stretch here for an extra point. Feels like it's been an eternity since we had the touchdown scored. I think it has been in some cases. But anyway, St. Pius comes up on the football. They're going to stick with this formation. They have five linemen lined up to the left along with Bollinger. And they snap it. Running to the right is Rubel. Rubel trying to get to the pylon. He dives. And he is in. Two-point conversion is good. Josh Rubel on the direct snap. He takes it to the right side. He had one man to beat. And he dove into the end zone for the two-point conversion. What an unbelievable finish. That pass that works from 25 yards out to get into the end zone. And then St. Pius goes for two. They run one of the most bizarre formations you'll ever see. Six linemen to the left, one receiver to the right, three backs in the backfield, and a center. They snap it to Josh Rubel, and he just runs directly to the right. It's essentially a one-on-one blocking game between the wide man and the cornerback. Rubel read the block and dove for the pylon and got into the end zone for the two-point conversion. Oh, my goodness. I'm out of superlatives. I'm out of words. That is one of the most remarkable finishes you will ever see. 38 seconds remain in the game, but St. Pius has pulled a rabbit out of their hat. And they have come from behind, chasing 7 points here on the final drive of the game. And they get the trick play to work, gets into the end zone, and then they convert the two-point conversion to take the lead. So now you got to make tackles. Caruthersville has a timeout and 38 seconds to work. A lot of speed to burn. Just got to wrap up and bring the man down. Short kick. They go to the right side off the hands of an up man, and now it's going to rumble out of bounds right around the 30-yard line, and so that's where Caruthersville will start. I mean, my goodness. St. Pius fumbles the football when they are up by one late in the fourth quarter, about 4 minutes left to go. They fumble it away. Caruthersville goes down and scores. They get the two-point conversion. They go up by seven. All of a sudden, momentum swings the complete opposite direction. But Pius doesn't bat an eye. And they drive down the field. And they get a miraculous touchdown pass from their fullback, Noah Lampros, to Riley Nager in the back of the end zone. And then Josh Rubel on the sweep to the right side gets into the end zone all on his own for the two-point try. Pius leads by one, 29-28, 35 seconds. Pass is complete over the middle. With some speed goes Dundee Hamilton. He'll be taken down at around the 42. Clock stops. Referees set the ball down. And we're going to go to work. Dundee Hamilton way off sides on the top side. 25 seconds as now they spike it quickly. And they will spike it and say that it's a dead ball. Jimmy Jackson not happy with the call, as they didn't blow it dead immediately. And you can maybe hear in my headpiece that, yeah, I don't disagree. It did seem like it was a bit of a muff snap, but at this stage, Russell is going to be given the benefit of the doubt. They'll say it's an incomplete pass. Second down and 10 from the 42-yard line. Got to watch here on the near side. It's one-on-one coverage with Charles Tillman, the speedster. 24 seconds. Russell from the shotgun. Five wide. Pius up by one. Russell back to pass. He's going deep. Tillman, the man intended. And it is caught. Tillman on the near side. Makes a man miss. He cuts up field. Inside the 10, down to the 5. And he's taken down inside the 5-yard line. Charles Tillman. He makes the catch on the sideline. He goes about 45 yards, and he's tackled down at the 5. Well, I thought we were done. No. Caruthersville not going down without a fight. Timeout taken by Caruthersville. My head is going to explode. 29-28, St. Pius leads. 13 seconds on the clock. I told you guys before the play, one-on-one coverage near side with Charles Tillman. They just threw it up, and he came down with it. The defensive back had a hard time keeping his footing, and when you have that happen with a man with that kind of speed, it's a problem. And as Tillman was able to gather his footing, he cut up field and got himself about another 20 yards because he caught it down right at around the 25, turned up field. They're lucky he didn't break the pylon. But ultimately, it's first and goal from the 4-yard line. 13 seconds. 5 wide. Pius trying to stand tall. Snap. Back to throw. Pass is batted down at the line of scrimmage. Incomplete. Oof. Every second of this game in this fourth quarter, these final 4 minutes, this is one for the ages. I'm telling you. I've called an awful lot of games. I've never seen anything like what I'm watching right now. 9.7 seconds left. St. Pius leads by one. 29-28. Caruthersville with possession on the 5-yard line. Timeout is called by the St. Pius defense, but we are not going anywhere. Can't thank you all enough for being here tonight on all of our regional radio stations. We save the best, the absolute best, for the last. Class 2, District 1 semifinals. St. Pius and Caruthersville trading blows here in the fourth quarter. And why not? These teams scored 4 touchdowns in the first quarter, were quiet for the rest of the game, and now they've erupted once again here in the fourth. And really, just the final 4 minutes of the fourth. After the game, we'll throw it back if we can ever find a conclusion to this one to the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show. We'll also name our player of the game. All right, here we go. 10 seconds, 9.7. St. Pius leads by one. Caruthersville on the 4-yard line. They're going to come out with tight receivers to the right. 3 of them bunched up on the right side. 2 receivers to the left. Russell the snap. He's going to try to run. He throws it over the top. It is caught in the back of the end zone. Touchdown! It's caught in the back of the end zone by Jermaine Alexander. As the snap to Russell, he rolled to the right and in the back of the end zone, he finds this man, Jermaine Alexander. Oh my goodness, what a finish to this ball game. 4.7 on the clock, and Caruthersville now leads by 5, 34-29. Unbelievable finish, Caruthersville and Devin Russell. Making plays down the stretch to seemingly keep their season alive. What a finish. And so Caruthersville will come out and try to go for 2 as Pius lines up. And now it's going to be a delay of game on Caruthersville. 4.7 seconds on the game clock. What an unbelievable finish. Devin Russell, after the bunch right formation, they run Jermaine Alexander on a little in and out. And on the out, he found the back pylon in the right side of the end zone, and Russell put it on him. So St. Pius has had their hopes dashed here in the final moments. They're going to need something spectacular on the ensuing kickoff. Two-point conversion, Russell back to pass. Over the middle it goes, and it's bobbled, and it's incomplete. Dundee Hamilton was the intended receiver. As it's incomplete. So two-point conversion, no good. But Caruthersville with their back against the wall on life support. However you want to describe it, seemingly all hope lost. Charles Tillman makes the play of the game. On the near side, makes the catch, cuts upfield for another 20 yards to get down inside the five. They throw an incompletion on the first play down there. Second play, they run a tight bunch formation to the right. Jermaine Alexander runs in, puts his foot in the ground, cuts back out to the back pylon, and Devin Russell just floated it up there, and Alexander came down with it. Jermaine Alexander started this game with a fumble return for a touchdown, and since then he's ran in a touchdown, and now he's also caught one. What a performance here tonight by Caruthersville. And for this St. Pius team, they have been just as spectacular, surviving down the stretch. Lampros with the fullback pass into the end zone to give them the lead. But Caruthersville never backed away. They never stopped. And now they lead by five. Ball is teed up, 4.7 seconds on the clock. As Cobb will send it away. Short kick and pretty much just a short kick, and it's fielded immediately, and falling down to the ground is Michael Argana, one of the up men on the front line. He just fielded it and dropped right to the turf. So 4.5 as St. Pius will send everyone as deep as they can and try to get the ball near the end zone. Just a miraculous game here tonight from both sides, and now Pius will take a timeout to talk things over. You really can't have had a more pendulum-swinging, emotional type of finish to this game. St. Pius goes down, and they run a fullback pitch, fullback pass for a 25-yard touchdown in the waning moments of the game. Then with just about a minute and a half left, Caruthersville gets possession, and in about three or four plays, they march 60 yards to the 5-yard line, and then they throw a touchdown pass to give themselves the lead. And then before all of this, yeah, the fumble and the I mean, it's just been an unbelievable fourth quarter. Glad to have you here. Picked the right game to hang out for here at the end. We try to wrap this one up. 5-point game, St. Pius trails. 4.5 on the clock. They got four receivers to the right. Fisher from the shotgun. He's back to pass. And he's going to crow hop and throw it as deep as he can. In the air, and it is picked off. As Cobb tries to run it back the other way, and he's going to go all the way. How about that as a finish to this game? Billy Cobb, pick six. He takes it all the way back, and that'll be how Caruthersville puts an exclamation point on this game. Billy Cobb, pick six. He takes it all the way back from the 30-yard line of one side of the field to the end zone of the other. Pick six on the final play from scrimmage. Fantastic play. And Caruthersville is your Class 2 District 1 semifinal champion. They will head to the championship match next Friday. For St. Pius, their season comes to an end, but nothing to hang their heads for. What a game, what a finish, what an effort by both teams here tonight. A heartbreaking loss for St. Pius, but for Caruthersville, they've shown why they have continued to fight all season long and been one of the premier teams in Class 2. Quick timeout. We'll be back and wrap this one up here quickly in just a moment here on the MIMO Info Sports Stream.
Can give you exceptional customer service and the best prices, you need to visit Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy. Bigger stores don't always mean bigger savings. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is a preferred provider for many insurance plans, including TRICARE and SilverScript, and our employees work hard at making sure you receive the best prices possible. It's time to step out of the line and come see us in Deloge, Fredericktown, Ironton, and Farmington. Parkland Health Mart is your first choice for excellent customer care.
Welcome back. Hopke Field here in Caruthersville, Missouri. What an unbelievable finish. My goodness. Back and forth, down the stretch in the fourth quarter, but ultimately Caruthersville comes up on top by a final score as they've wiped it off, I believe it's 40-25. So just a great performance by both sides here tonight, but only one team can come out on top, and it's the Caruthersville Tigers. In the fourth quarter, St. Pius had possession up by one, about 4 minutes left on the clock. They handed the ball off, and they fumbled. Caruthersville was able to march down the field and score. Then with about 3 minutes left, St. Pius got possession back. They marched down the field, and from the 25-yard line with about a minute and 30 seconds on the clock, they ran a fullback pitch, and that fullback, Noah Lampros, decided to reach back and throw a dime to the back of the end zone to Riley Nager, who pulled it in for the touchdown to put St. Pius up by one. With less than 90 seconds on the clock, Caruthersville completes the long pass to none other than Charles Tillman, and he takes off, gets down inside the five, and from there, just a quick pitch and catch from Devin Russell to Jermaine Alexander. And that puts an exclamation point on this game. What a finish. What a game. It'll look a little different in the stat sheet with that pick six at the end. But this was one of the hardest fought games, one of the most evenly played games, and one of the most incredible finishes that I have ever seen from a high school football game. Tip of the cap to both of these teams for their effort here tonight. Just an incredible performance. Hard to see one of these teams go down. But you can't give anything but credit to both sides for the way they played here tonight. That'll do it for us here on the Fleas Equipment, or on the Fleas Equipment. That'll do it for us here just on the broadcast for between St. Pius and Caruthersville. Let's quickly here name our Applebee's of Farmington player of the game. Got to go ahead and give it to Riley Nager. He was phenomenal all game long, making plays on both sides of the field. So Riley Nager's your Applebee's of Farmington player of the game for St. Pius. Applebee's of Farmington doing good in the neighborhood. And we'll send it back on over to the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show here in just a moment. Thank you all for tuning in here on the MIMO Info Sports Stream and on regional radio for the Class 2 District 1 semifinal football matchup between St. Pius and Caruthersville. Caruthersville moves on. St. Pius concludes their season with a 9-3 record, but nothing to hang your head about. Just a miraculous game played by both sides, and sad to see one team lose it, but nothing but respect for both sides and their performance here tonight. So that'll do it for us. Derek Hankins, my producer back in the studio, spinning the dials for you all. Big thanks to him. Big thanks to all of you for tuning in and hanging out with us all night long. I got a long drive back home, so I'm getting out of here. I'll talk to you guys again soon. Keep it tuned right here. Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show coming up right now.
Champions are made here. On our courts, on our fields,